the big dog hunt. Hello again, everybody. Joe Stazak in the house tonight till 10 o'clock. We got a big show planned for you. We're talking Eagle football. The 1-1 Philadelphia Eagles going up against the Detroit Lions. They are 1-0-1. 1 o'clock tomorrow at the Link. I got to tell you, I never thought after two games that I would be saying these words. This is virtually a must-win for the Eagles. I know it's been debated this week on the morning show. Lane Johnson even calls it a must-win. Now, they're obviously not going to get eliminated if they lose the game, so it's not that kind of must-win. It's not win or go home. You do not want to go into a short week 1-2. So we're going to talk a little bit about your Philadelphia Eagles after two games. By the way, we're broadcasting live from the Xfinity studio, only from Comcast. I'm so disappointed. I got to be honest. I know it's 1-1, and part of me kind of expected them to possibly lose that game to the Falcons. But it's the way it went down. The method. How it unfolded. Atlanta's not a good ball club, guys. In case you haven't noticed, not a very good ball club. Eagles let them win that game. And they had it. They had every opportunity to win that game. Carson Wentz, Clark Kent in the first half, Superman in the second half. Both games so far. He's played two good halves of football. He's dynamite when he's locked in and dialed in, but man, I never thought he'd be that bad. I assumed he's going to have a bad game or two or a bad quarter or two in a 16-game season. But coming back healthy, I think everyone, including myself, expected to see the Carson Wentz of 2017, and we haven't seen it. We've seen flashes of it. You got to play the full 60 at this level. And did he dispel the myth that he might not have the clutch gene? I shouldn't say it's a myth. At this point, I don't think we know still. I was hoping and praying they were going to punch that in at the end, and we can, and I could write a nice article on the website, effusive about Carson Wentz. He has the clutch gene. He brought the team back from 11 down in the third quarter, down 17-6. And some might say, well, he did. You know, knucklehead Nelson Aguilar drops a sure touchdown. Yeah, but here's the deal with that. Absolutely. You can put that game on Nelson Aguilar. But sometimes you're asked to make another play. Sometimes you are asked to do it again. And there was 2 minutes left. I mean, Atlanta probably would have done something with this Eagles defense, giving up the yards that they give up. The Eagles defensively are 31st in the league against the pass. They give up 340 yards per game. That's staggering. That number is staggering. So I want to know, how disappointed are you in the season so far? It is way early, guys. And I like to, and coaches like to do this too, I like to take the season in quarters. First four games, second four games, third four games, fourth four games. And you know, I don't want to look ahead and be like, oh my God, you got 14 games left. They're only 1-1, blah, blah, blah. I want to see how the first four games pan out, the quarter pole. But I tell you what, and Detroit's not a bad team. It's not a bad football team. They're undefeated. I know they tied the Cardinals. They beat a pretty good Charger team, a playoff team. Matt Stafford bringing his team back in the fourth quarter, punching one in to win a ball game for Detroit. They should have won the Cardinals game. They gave up 18 points in the fourth quarter. But it's not a bad club. Not a bad club. I don't think they're very good, but they're not a patsy. We're up against it already because the Temple game ran late, so I'm just going to throw this out now, and then I'm going to go over some statistics to support kind of my opinions tonight on why this team is such a disappointment so far this year and why the quarterback is such a disappointment so far this year. But I want to know, how disappointed are you in Carson Wentz? Or aren't you worried? See, I'm worried. I'm concerned. I got to be honest. I'm concerned. And there's a reason I'm concerned, not just because I saw shoddy play in two halves. There's a reason I am concerned. I think it's legitimate. It's more of an offensive thing than a Carson Wentz thing, but he's the leader of the offense, so it kind of falls on him. How disappointed or concerned are you after two games with the injuries that have been piling up? And the way this team has played, this is not the Super Bowl contender I think we thought we were going to see this year. 610-632-0975, 610-632-0975. If you're feeling good about the season still, and I am, I want to put that out there, I am. There's a lot of football left. But I'm just saying, after two games, I'm evaluating the first two games, and I am extremely disappointed. What say you? 610-632-0975. I'm Joe Stasiak here till 10 o'clock tonight.
97.5, The Fanatic. The Fanatic postgame show with Jamie Lynch and Andrew Salchunas features more Birds fans celebrating or criticizing immediately after every Eagles game. Fans talking to fans. All Eagles opinions all the time. The Fanatic postgame show with Jamie and Andrew.
Presented by PropSwap, America's marketplace to buy and sell sports bets.
And it's on Philadelphia's football station. 97.5, The Fanatic.
Hey, this is Jason Martinez for the all-new Concordville Subaru. Now, folks, have you seen this beautiful new showroom? It is spectacular. Large, comfortable, and packed with all the Subaru models you want. Now, they built this gorgeous showroom just for you. You'll think you're in a coffee bar when you see their beverage area, or your own living room when you quietly sit in the visitor center next to a fireplace. Now, you're also going to get a free car wash after every service appointment. And going on now at Concordville Subaru, pick your ride and pick your payment. For example, lease a 2020 Subaru Outback standard base model for as low as $265 per month for 36 months, $2465 due at lease signing for qualified buyers. Plus, every customer gets a lifetime powertrain warranty. Hurry in before September 30th. While you're out there, check out the new Subaru Ascent, their first full-size Subaru SUV. It is fantastic. Visit 202subaru.com. That's 202subaru.com for inventory and all the leasing deals. It ends on September 30th, 2019. Concordville cares. Call 888-351-6493 for financing details.
Oh, hi, Amy. Welcome to the Xfinity store.
Hi there. I'd like to check out X1 and maybe find a new TV show.
What kind of shows do you like?
It has to be about a person, a place, or a thing.
Okay. What else?
I like it when shows have both picture and sound.
You know, the X1 voice remote lets you access everything from live TV to Netflix and Prime Video. Just ask it for a recommendation.
Okay, but I'm only going to watch it if it has a beginning, a middle, and an end. I've got standards. Find me new TV shows.
Access Netflix, Prime Video, and more with the Emmy Award-winning X1 voice remote. Now that's simple, easy, awesome. Switch to Xfinity Internet, TV, and voice for $79.99 a month for 2 years with a 2-year agreement. Plus, when you get Xfinity X1, you can enjoy access to your favorite streaming apps like Netflix, Prime Video, and more. Just use your voice to find what you want to watch. Go to Xfinity.com, call 1-800-XFINITY, or visit an Xfinity store today. Ends 10-13-19. Restrictions apply. New standard triple play customers only. Equipment, taxes, and fees, including DTP and RSN fees, extra and subject to change. After term, regular rates apply. Netflix and Prime Video memberships required.
You like a good fit. We get it. Your best running shoes, your lucky cap, your favorite pair of jeans. Your favorite things feel made for you. Your education should too. University of Maryland University College was founded more than 70 years ago to serve working adults and the military. Today, we continue that tradition by offering frequent start dates so that you can get started on your schedule. With convenient online learning and by providing no-cost online resources replacing most textbooks. Because a college education can work for your wallet too. University of Maryland University College. State University. Global campus. Made for you. Our next graduate session starts September 23rd. Our advisors can help you develop the right plan for you to earn an in-demand degree from a respected state university made for you. Get started today. Visit umuc.edu/radio. That's umuc.edu/radio. Certified to operate in Virginia by Chev.
The Stasiak Show. Starlight Lounge presents An Evening with Progressive Box.
I wrote this next song for a gal from Cheyenne. Should never have told her how Progressive's collision insurance covers injured dogs and cats. She said if they could love her pooch as much as she did, then so could I. Well, I couldn't. This next song's called Cat Person. It was a rough, rough night in Wyoming. The cat was out of the bag.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Pet coverage not available in New Hampshire and North Carolina.
Welcome to Sherwin-Williams.
Hi there. I heard paints are 40% off.
Yep, and stains too.
Right here?
Mm-hmm. Only at your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store.
Right now.
Well, September 20th through 23rd.
Right on.
Right? Ask Sherwin-Williams, September 20th through 23rd, and save 40% on paints and stains with sale prices starting at $23.09. Only at your local Sherwin-Williams store. Retail sales only. Sub exclusions apply. See store for details.
The most wonderful time of the year is happening right now. Baseball's winding down, football's kicking into high gear, hockey and basketball are right around the corner. Does it get any better? It sure can with DraftKings Sportsbook. Get in on the action with DraftKings Sportsbook, America's top-rated sportsbook app. This week only, DraftKings is running a special NFL insurance promo. Bet on a team to win, and if they score at least 24 points, your bet is safe. DraftKings will credit back your wager if your team goes on to lose. Head to DraftKings.com/Fanatic. For a limited time, all new and existing users can get a deposit bonus up to $500. Plus, new users who sign up at DraftKings.com/Fanatic will get a risk-free bet up to $200. Don't forget, that's DraftKings.com/Fanatic to claim your special offer. Only at DraftKings Sportsbook. Make it rain. Must be 21 or older. New Jersey only. Deposit bonus up to $50 instantly. Remainder requires a 25 times playthrough. Restrictions apply. See site for details. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
You're locked in to 97.5 The Fanatic. Brought to you by McCausland Lock Services. Car keys and remotes for up to 50% off. Online at 4carkeys.com.
The home of Temple football. 97.5 The Fanatic.
So NFL.com comes out with their 100 greatest plays in NFL history. I only have the top 10 in front of me. Philly Special is in there. It's in the top 10. But I think it's an absolute joke what they put at number 2. And I'll get to it a little later. If you can tell me what the second best play in NFL history is and why it is a joke, please call me, 610-632-0975. I think this list, there's obviously some absolutes, but there's one that I never thought was a big play. It was a big play, but it wasn't a great play. That's why I think this is a joke. And if you're going to put it in the list, put it at number 10. I mean, my God, the Philly Special should be between 5 and 10. Well, it's at number 10, by the way, if I haven't said that already. The Philly Special's number 10. That's fine. Cracked the top 10. Nice little trick play, 4th-and-1 in the Super Bowl. I mean, that was good. Kind of caught New England off guard. A trick play in the Super Bowl, you don't see a lot of them, although New England tried something like that earlier in the game, and Danny Amendola threw a little too high for Tom Brady. Went off his fingertips. Probably should have caught the ball, but there's a reason he's not a receiver. But, you know, everything fell right for the Eagles that day, so we know that. This was supposed to be another Super Bowl contender, and they still might be. I'm not here to hammer the Eagles tonight. I'm just kind of shocked and a little disappointed in what I've seen after 2 weeks. And I'm trying to gauge a temperature. I'm trying to put a, you know, a poll in the field on how the rest of the fan base is feeling. Are we trying to rationalize and say, well, yeah, you're going to lose some games, so you lost a game on the road, national television. It happens. It's the way it happened that bothers me. It's Carson Wentz with a 6.2 quarterback rating in the first half. Yeah, that wasn't a misspeak. 6.2 quarterback rating in the first half. The problems stem The problems with this team, I should say, stem from lack of production in the first half. In the last 20 games since the beginning of 2018, regular season games, the Eagles have scored an average of 8.9 points in the first half. That's a touchdown and a conversion in the first half. Wentz responsible for 8.8, Foles 9. Foles edges out Wentz by 2/10. No big deal. They have gone 11-9 in that time. 11-9. And by the way, Carson Wentz 6-7 in his last 13 starts. 2017, including the playoffs, but not including the last game against Dallas in the regular season. 15.5 points in the first half. Wentz, 14.3. Foles, 16.6. That's impressive. Record, 16-2. When you put up 15 points or more in the first half, 16-2. When you put up 8.9 points in the first half, 11-9. That's the problem. And in the first quarter, 2.27 points per quarter, per first quarter, in the last 20 games. 2.2, that's a little over a safety. So basically, they're good for a safety each quarter, each opening quarter. Ridiculous. So I just want to know how concerned you are. You played so poorly in the first half the other night, but, you know, they had been given a gift. They were only down 10-6 at the break. They couldn't play worse. Wentz had already thrown two picks. He was awful. I just mentioned his quarterback rating of 6.2. They were down 4 points. Big-time winnable game. And I love the fact that they defer. I've always liked that. Now it's become an epidemic. A lot of teams are doing it because I want the ball in the second half. New England doesn't do it because their offense is so money, they go down the field. They don't need to play games like that. New England doesn't need to say, well, we'll get the ball in the second half. Even though Bill Belichick will do anything to win a game to give his team an edge, they just go right down the field, that offense, and they're up 7-0 before you sat down on the bench. But I like getting the ball in the second half. Now, when it doesn't work is when you fumble the opening kickoff, which Corey Clement did. 3 turnovers in a little over a half. A half in one play. 3 turnovers. Football gods do not look kindly on 3 turnovers. Now, thank God Matt Ryan was Matt Ryan. He was horrendous. He all but gave the Eagles the game. That interception to Nate Gary in the end zone, what the hell was he thinking? But it gave the team an opportunity. They go right down the field. It was so set up perfectly for Carson Wentz. What was the score at the time? 17-12. Carson Wentz goes 73 yards in 13 plays. 9-for-9 on the drive if you include the conversion to Zach Ertz. 9-for-9, and he scored the lead touchdown with a plunge. 9-for-9. Gets the ball again after the defense, you know, spit up an opportunity to give the offense the ball back at midfield with that 54-yard wide receiver screen. Although I will give credit to the Falcons. You know, it's not always your fault. You know, the other team gets paid too, and they made, Jake Matthews made a phenomenal block and sprung Julio Jones free. I think he was clocked at 20 miles per hour. I'm not kidding. That's not a joke. It was clocked at like either 20 or 22 miles per hour on that burst to the end zone. It's ridiculous. So Carson Wentz gets the ball back again. Second play up top to Nelson Aguilar. Drop. Flat out drop. 2 plays later, 43 yards on a prevent. Playing against a prevent, 43 yards. Now here's where I'm going to get picky. That's a ridiculous play. I mean, that's... that might be even better than 4th and 26. 43 yards, and they're playing sticks defense. Again, this game had everything the Eagles could have used to win this game. Nelson Aguilar redeems himself a little bit, comes down with the catch, 1st and 10 at the 18. But I will say this. That was an awful job, Sticks defense by the Falcons. He underthrew him. He hits him in stride. Aguilar's gone. Gone. Now, fourth down, 43 yards. That's okay. Am I asking too much, though? Leading your guy? That would have been a signature moment for Carson Wentz. Signature moment. And he needs to put some signature moments on his resume. I've said that. I've written articles about it. I've done shows about it. He needs to do that. Matt Stafford did it last week. Last time they had the ball, they were trailing. 10-6, right down the field. Touchdown to Kenny Galloway. Who? Yeah, Matt Stafford, it's Kenny Galloway for a game-winning touchdown. It helped that the Chargers went on a long drive, time-consuming drive, and threw an interception. But Matt Stafford did enough to win that game with a late fourth-quarter drive. Our guy hasn't done that yet. That concerns me. It concerns me they couldn't finish another game. All of that being said, the Aguilar drop and all the dumb things they did, they had the ball first and 10 at the 18-yard line. They needed to go 18 yards. There's your signature moment. There's your Carson Wentz comeback in a big game on national TV. Couldn't finish again. Goes back to the Carolina game last year. Couldn't finish. The Tennessee game last year. Couldn't finish. There's a big-time opportunity blown to go 2-0. Because you're staring at Green Bay in a short week. And six of the next eight games after tomorrow's game are against teams with winning records. Good teams. Patriots, Vikings, Seahawks, Packers, Cowboys, Bears. That's no pun intended. That's a bear of a schedule. Six of the next eight after the Detroit game against the teams I just mentioned. Patriots, Packers, Seahawks, Cowboys, Bears. It's not going to be easy. So a 2-0 start would have given them a nice cushion. It's just like the first half woes. You leave yourself no room for error in the second half. I'm concerned. Are you concerned? How concerned are you? How concerned should I be? Maybe I need to be talked down a little bit. Maybe I need to be calmed down. But now they have injuries piling up. Playing a not-so-bad team tomorrow. 6-point favorite. Vegas still believes in this team. Vegas still believes in the Eagles. This is what happened last year after a bad game. Oh, they're going to bounce back. The line was always probably bigger than it should have been. Now, the line tomorrow either tells me that the Eagles are going to win this game easy or they're going to lose the game outright. It's an easy win. Or a tough loss. 610-632-0975. A couple open phone lines. Zach, hang in there. I'll get to you on the other side. How concerned are you with the 1-1 start? I'm Joe Stazak here till 10 o'clock tonight.
97.5, The Fanatic. It's week three, and the Birds are back home to face the Detroit Lions. With the injury bug biting the Birds, is their offensive firepower enough to beat the Lions? We're talking Eagles football on Philadelphia's football station, 97.5, The Fanatic.
I spent 25 years at the National Security Agency, and I know firsthand what's needed by employers in the field of cybersecurity.
Learn real-world skills from cyber faculty like Dr. Emma Garrison Alexander. University of Maryland University College can help unlock your career potential with award-winning undergraduate and graduate degrees and certificates in cybersecurity. Just ask UMUC alum Conrad Shan.
Because I got a degree from UMUC, I got promotions that helped me move up in the world and earn more for my family.
UMUC is designated as a Center of Digital Forensics Academic Excellence by the DC3. It's the respected state university made for you. Jumpstart your cyber career with a degree from UMUC, the university founded for working adults. Study cybersecurity, cyber technology, cyber policy, or digital forensics. Graduate classes start October 2nd. Visit umuc.edu/radio. That's umuc.edu/radio. Certified to operate in Virginia by Chev.
Well, with fall approaching, it's time to replace your old drafty windows and doors before another cold winter season rolls in. But the cost of sending your kids back to school, causing you to put off the project just a little longer? My friends at Guided Door and Window have heard you. They have a solution. In addition, right now, to getting 20% off all windows and doors, Guided will allow you to start the project today with no money down and give you 3 years to pay it off interest-free once the job is expertly installed. So you'll be able to start enjoying all the benefits of the new, highly energy-efficient windows and doors, including an increased comfort level in your home and lower monthly energy bills, while you take advantage of 20% savings and have the luxury of paying off your project interest-free for 36 months. But you have to act now. This offer is just for a limited time. Restrictions apply. For full details, call Guided today and schedule a free, no-obligation in-home estimate. The number, 1-877-GO-GUIDA. Check them out online at goguida.com. That's goguida.com.
When you're well-dressed, people say,
"Nice suit."
When you're best dressed, they say,
"Nice suit."
The JCPenney Men's Best Dressed event ends this week. Don't miss 50% off men's select suit separates, sport coats, and dress pants from Collection by Michael Strahan, Stafford, and JFJ Farrar. And for big and tall guys, shop Shaquille O'Neal, XLG, and more. Plus, get an extra 10 off your $25 purchase with coupon. JCPenney. Offers valid 9/19 to 9/22. Exclusions apply. See store or jcp.com for details.
School's back in session, and at AutoZone, we've got the free services you need to get your ride ready. Like our AutoZone Rewards program. Members get a $20 reward every time they spend $20 or more 5 times. If you're looking to reward your ride, get a 50-pack of Pro Elite Grab and Clean microfiber towels for only $19.99. They help you clean and protect your vehicle to give it a shiny finish. Visit us at AutoZone.com to start the job fast. See terms at AutoZone.com/rewards. Restrictions apply.
Get in the zone, AutoZone.
At CarMax, when we say we buy all the cars, we mean it. Over the last 20 years, we've purchased millions of cars from coast to coast. In the last year alone, we've bought a mountain of Mercuries, an armada of Nissans, a ton of Titans, an ocean of Pacificas, and a sea of Siennas. Not to mention a few Hellcats and a couple of Tornadoes. So no matter what you're selling, CarMax is buying. And we'll buy your car even if you don't buy ours. CarMax. We buy all the cars.
It's time to get your Greek on. The St. George Orthodox Church Greek Festival in Media is September 26th to 29th at the St. George Greek Orthodox Church at 30 East Ford Road, Media, PA. Go to thetasteofgreeceandmedia.com for more information. Enjoy the Big Fat Greek, Gyro Festival, Greek wine and beer tastings, and homemade Greek cuisine like authentic hand-carved gyro and Greek pastries. Online ordering and takeout are available at tasteofgreeceandmedia.com. Rain or shine and family-friendly with kids' activities.
Hey, you're that famous actress. You must travel so much. What's the best site for hotel deals?
Hilton.com.
No. One with crazy savings.
Hilton.com. With their price match guarantee, if you find a better rate, they match it and take 25% off.
No, one with lots of options.
Hilton.com has 16 top hotel brands. Hampton, Hilton Garden Inn, Waldorf Astoria.
Hilton.com. You should totally do their commercials.
Expect better. Expect Hilton.
You're good.
I know. Thank you.
Applicable terms and conditions at Hilton.com.
Quakertown Mitsubishi, a member of the Peruzzi Auto Group, is the go-to Mitsu dealership. With huge savings, low prices, and massive everyday discounts, saving you more is just something they do. No matter what new Mitsubishi or quality pre-owned vehicle you're looking for from their used car superstore, Quakertown's got it. Plus, they are the original buy-here, pay-here dealership with easy credit approvals. So check it all out at QuakertownMitsubishi.com. And come see why, since 1978, our business is you.
Live from the Xfinity Studios, only from Comcast, you're listening to the sports voice of the new Philadelphia. 97.5, The Fanatic. The Fanatic.
WPEN, Burlington, Philadelphia. A Beasley Media Group station.
Welcome to the Fanatic family.
All right, welcome back to the show. 747 here at 97.5, The Fanatic. Dylan McKinnon behind the glass, taking your call, 610-632-0975. I'm on until 10 o'clock tonight. I'm back on tomorrow, 7 to 11, the post-game show with Rob Motti. Of course, the immediate post-game show with Andrew Saltrunas and Jamie Lynch follows Eagles football tomorrow. And, of course, the Green Zone, you can listen in-game to analysis on the spot. Tyrone Johnson, Pat Egan, they're doing good work. It's actually a great listen. I was kind of part of it last year when I would get here at halftime in preparation to do the post-game show, and we'd jump on in-game and discuss things that were going on. We actually got some calls, too. People wanted to listen to the analysis as the game was going on. It's a good listen if you're interested. Just saying. Let's hit Zach in Richmond. He's been waiting around for a while. Zach, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. How are you, bud?
I'm good. How you doing?
Good, man. What's up?
So I just want to touch on some of the points you've been talking about just a little bit here. So my thought is with last week's game, obviously, you know, obviously with the offense start better, faster, and all that stuff, which is great. But at the same time, too, I think we're putting too much blame on Carson. I think he needs to play better in the first half. Absolutely, he needs to play better and totally in the game. But you talked about how he needs to overcome, like, that play. He threw the ball to Nelson, great throw, just went through his hands. He did, though. On this fourth down, he played a fantastic pass, under pressure, stayed in the pocket, delivered a great strike to him. That's the first down. The thing that I wanted to touch on that nobody seemed to be talking about at all during the past week, and I was a little surprised, is that on that fourth and eight to Ertz, Ertz is an eight-year veteran. It's fourth and eight, and he comes 1 yard before the sticks. You got to get at least 9 yards. You got to get at least past the sticks, at least running your route.
Oh, you're preaching to the choir. I ripped him in my article this week. I still don't get how when you need 8 yards for a first down, you run an 8 yard button hook, which means you're coming back to about the 7 yard or 7.5 yard line. That's ridiculous. You're what did you say? 8 year veteran.
Yeah, I think it's come on, man. You know, how big of a play is that? You know how big of a play is that? At least gets us 9, maybe 10 yards, because you're thinking it's an 8 yard hook route. You're running at least 2 yards back to the ball. You got to at least get to 10 yards, at least 9, so you can at least get your momentum back.
I know.
I was disappointed with the way he got that play right there, and I don't think many people talked about it. I know you said you wrote an article about that, but it's no one else touched on it. Everyone was the Rip Carson, and who knows? They get that first down, they got 4 more chances to get in the end zone. They got, like, first and goal with, like, you know, what was it, like, a minute, maybe 48 seconds to go around that time. You got not plenty of time. You got another chance right there. So, I mean, I don't think anyone's talking about that, and I do think they're going to look better this weekend. I just think they got to get the ball more, I think, in the run game, which I think they really do, and they will.
Well, we shall see. Zachary, I appreciate the call, man. Good stuff. He's right. Zach's right, you know, and I was going to get to this because there were other things Wentz's teammates did that aided to the loss. It wasn't all Carson. He's going to get the most blame because he's the quarterback. It wasn't all Carson. He did put the ball on Nelson Aguilar's fingertips. His hands, I should say. He didn't have to stretch out for the ball. It was a perfect pass. And he just completed a 73-yard drive where he went 9 for 9, if you include the conversion to Zach Ertz. He was heating up. He was killing it. But again, sometimes you have to make one more play. You're asked to make another play. You're asked to drive the field again. Because he was. Because Atlanta answered back after the 73-yard drive with a touchdown of their own, and then Wentz was asked to do it again. And he should have. You know, that's on Aguilar, but he didn't. Wentz comes back with a huge play on fourth down. 43 yards. Bad job by the Atlanta defense, but you'll take it. But first and 10 at the 18, and you stall. You can't stall there. I don't care what happened before then. You can't stall. Good teams don't stall there. You know, I could put the blame on the coaches, too, for the slow start. I really want to put the blame on one guy, and it's not his fault. One blame for the offensive struggles, the slow starts, the inept offense in the first half. I'm going to blame it on one guy, and it really isn't his fault. Tell me who that is. Because I'm going to write an article about this individual if this keeps up, if it happens tomorrow. 610-632-0975. Vince in South Philly, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. What's up, Vince? Hey, Vince. Oh, no. Vincent. Call back, babe. I'll put you right on. I have a lot to say, and these breaks are killing me. They're killing my flow. Dylan, can we get rid of the breaks? Do we really have to pay bills? We got another break coming up in a minute and a half. I can barely get two words out. Let me read some tweets real quick, and I'll try to respond to them. You can tweet me At Joe Stasek 975, and I appreciate all the tweets. If you're not listening, or you are listening, and you do decide to go out of your way to tweet the show, that's great. Here's one from Joe NFL underscore 621. Joe, or he says, it's week two, Joe. Well, it's actually week three. Okay. Again, talk me off the ledge a little bit. That's fine. You're right. It's only week three, but I'm looking ahead. That's why a 2-0 cushion would have been really nice for this team with the schedule ahead. Here you go. Liddy underscore Beansy says, LOL, you got to relax. You give Carson all the blame, but none on the game plan. Doug can't plan. He's not an adjustment coach. I'll buy into that. That's why I blame it on one guy. And it's not really his fault. One guy. Can you guess who that guy is? The reason for the inept offense in the first half. There's one more from, oh, Liddy underscore Beansy again. LOL, the 43-yard strike to Nelson, you say he underthrew, but don't mention how he got blasted doing so. He got blasted, but he had time to step into that throw. Again, I'm being picky, guys. 43 yards on fourth down. I'm just being a little picky, all right? But if he does lead him, it's a touchdown there. Still a great play. If you want to say I'm going over the line with my pickiness because he did pick up 43 yards, to me that was a bigger play than fourth and 26, except it did not result in a win. 610-632-0975. Phone line's filling up now. Give me a call. And who is to blame for this slow-starting team over the last 20 games? One guy. Can you tell me who it is? I'm Joe Stasek here at 10 o'clock tonight.
97.5, The Fanatic. Want to win a $500 Visa gift card and a year's supply of Mrs. T's Pierogies? Mrs. T's Pierogies is hosting the Mrs. T's Pierogies Tailgate Showdown Sunday, October 6th with Mike Missinelli, Anthony Gargano, and Mark Farzetta. And surprise guest Trey Thomas. Go to 975thefanatic.com to enter your best Mrs. T's Pierogies recipe. Three finalists will be selected from all entries to compete for the best winning recipe.
And a chance to win the $500 Visa gift card.
The contest entry period ends on September 30th. See official contest rules for all the details. Hey, if you don't have a recipe but want to attend the event, it's a private invitation only event. So go to 975thefanatic.com and enter for a chance to win one pair of invitations to the Mrs. T's Pierogies Tailgate Showdown on October 6th. Good luck from 97.5 The Fanatic.
Is your business still settling for slow internet? Well, time is money. Switch to Comcast Business now and get a great deal on fast, reliable internet. With a 30-day money-back guarantee, installation when it works for you, and 24/7 customer support, it's time to take your business beyond. Right now, get 75 megabit internet, 4G LTE backup, and one voice mobility line, all for just $99.85 per month for 2 years. Plus, we offer solutions like powerful Wi-Fi that thinks about what customers want, and automatic internet backup that can keep your business running. So what are you waiting for? Get the internet your business really needs. Call 1-800-501-6000 today. Comcast Business. Beyond fast.
Offer ends 9/22/19. Restrictions apply. New business customers only. 2-year agreement required. Early termination fee applies. Equipment taxes and fees extra subject to change. Backup limited up to 8 hours.
Hey, this is Jason Martinez for the all-new Conkerville Subaru. Now, folks, have you seen this beautiful new showroom? It is spectacular. Large, comfortable, and packed with all the Subaru models you want. Now, they built this gorgeous showroom just for you. You'll think you're in a coffee bar when you see their beverage area, or your own living room when you quietly sit in the visitor center next to a fireplace. Now, you're also going to get a free car wash after every service appointment. And going on now at Conkerville Subaru, pick your ride and pick your payment. For example, lease a 2020 Subaru Outback standard base model for as low as $265 per month for 36 months, $2465 due at lease signing for qualified buyers. Plus, every customer gets a lifetime powertrain warranty. Hurry in before September 30th. While you're out there, check out the new Subaru Ascent, their first full-size Subaru SUV. It is fantastic. Visit 202subaru.com. That's 202subaru.com. For inventory and all the leasing deals. It ends on September 30th, 2019. Conkerville cares. Call 888-351-6493 for financing details.
Are you ready for this weekend's college and pro football action with your beverage needs? With large selections of domestic, imported, and craft beer at the lowest prices around, you will score a touchdown every time. Visit the following locations in Northeast Philly. Cotman Beverage on Frankfurt Avenue. Beer Guys in the heart of Havertown Beverage in the Manoa Shopping Center. On the main line, Bottle and Can on Morris Road in Wayne. And Rosemont Beverage Center on Conestoga Road in Bryn Mawr.
Hi, I'm Archie, a Pep Boys service tech and tire expert. Your brakes aren't the only thing stopping you in place. Your tires help, too. Engineered to grip slick roads, travel long distances, and improve driver handling, a set of quality tires can take you far. So play it safe. Stop in for a free tire check by Pep Boys Pro.
Now through September 29th, get $100 off a set of four select Goodyear tires after manufacturer mail-in rebate. See details and restrictions at PepBoys.com.
Visit a Pep Boys service and tire center today.
Workers needing tools and equipment, are you tired of calling and being put on hold? Take action. Stop waiting 2 to 3 days while your equipment is down. Take action. Call Action Rental now. Action Rental is your go-to for all your construction equipment. Locations south of the Philadelphia Airport, Allentown, and Bethlehem. Action Rental prides themselves on picking up the phone so you can talk to a human being who can get you your equipment out to your job site right away. Online at actionrental.com. Get your equipment today, actionrental.com.
Right now at CVS Pharmacy, you can earn up to 50 extra bucks rewards each year just for filling prescriptions. Which means the medicines you take to stay healthy might also do a little something for the health of your wallet. So visit your local CVS Pharmacy to sign up and start earning up to 50 extra bucks rewards on prescriptions. Terms and conditions apply. Not valid on all prescriptions, including those purchased in Arkansas, New Jersey, or New York. Other state restrictions apply. See CVS.com/RX rewards or the pharmacy for details.
You're in charge of hiring, and Indeed has solutions. Like company pages where you can get people excited about working for you. And we give you this toy monkey, which will bang its cymbals when the right resume appears. Okay, there is no monkey.
I said there is no monkey!
But company pages, for sure.
See why independent research by Silk Road shows Indeed delivers 3 times more hires than any other job site. Visit Indeed.com/promo to try company pages for free. Terms and conditions apply.
Nobody does spicy like Wendy's.
Yep.
So all hail the Queen of Spice, because this is the day Wendy's Spicy Nuggets are back. And tomorrow is the day Wendy's Spicy Nuggets are back. Wendy's brought them back. So now every day is the day Wendy's Spicy Nuggets are back.
This is the day to get the scenic route, but this is the way. That's all news, baby. This is today. They gonna miss us today. You will miss this today.
Wendy's Spicy Nuggets are back. Get yours this day. We got you.
For a limited time, only at participating Wendy's.
Be sure to tune into the experts at freewinners.net for the Las Vegas view on all things point spread related every Saturday and Sunday morning at 8 a.m.
Sports Talk for West Philly.
97.5, The Fanatic.
All right, it is 8:01 here at 97.5, The Fanatic. I'm Joe Stazak. Like I mentioned, the top 100 plays in NFL history were released by NFL.com. I believe it was yesterday. We will be playing the top 10 from 10 down to 1 throughout the show. Philly Special is in there, and we're going to hear it right now.
Fourth and goal. Uh-oh. And they're going to snap it, and it's Trey Burton who throws, caught. Foles, touchdown. How do you figure? They go to the very, very, very back of the playbook for the touchdown.
Outstanding. Although Al Michaels comes up short, he was on his way. There was elevation in his call, and then he starts coming down. Touchdown. They go to the back of the playbook. He was building to a crescendo and then just, you know, spit it up. One of the top 10 plays in NFL history, and he will be tied to that play with his play call, and it was not good. And I've criticized him before for his calls in the Super Bowl, that particular Super Bowl, just awful. Especially catch the last Hail Mary play that the Patriots don't come up with, where the Eagles won the Super Bowl. Listen to his call on that. It's just, in fact, Dylan's going to pull that up for me at some point. The Hail Mary, Dylan, you know, I don't want to turn this into an Al Michaels. Well, maybe I do, because it still annoys me. But anyway, 8:03 here at the Fanatic. 610-632-0975. We're talking about the first half woes from this team. If you're feeling good about this team, I want to hear from you. Explain to me why I should feel good so far after two games. They're 500, okay, right? In a vacuum, it's not the end of the world. It's tough to win on the road in a night game against a team playing with urgency. And a top 10 quarterback. And a hell of a receiving core. Maybe the best wide receiver in the game. But it's the way it happened. And finally, we see Jim Schwartz coming up with some well-timed blitzes. Caused a turnover. The Ron Darby pick was because Matt Ryan was pressured. The next time they blitzed, Andrew Zendejo with a sack. Blitz, Jim. Blitz. But I am deeply disappointed so far. The sample size is very small, I will say that. But I'm looking at some of these numbers. The defense always scared me coming into the year because I know what they were like last year and the year before. They are 22nd in yards allowed, 382.5. 31st against the pass, 340. Only Oakland is worse. Only Oakland is worse. And in sacks, this vaunted defensive line and these... I don't even know what to call the defensive ends. I'm still surly about Howie passing on Jadeveon Clowney. An opportunity to get a guy who Seattle got for two bench guys and a third-round pick. Eagles have two sacks so far this year, none from a defensive end. That's all I'll say on that. Let's go to Goose in South Philly on 97.5 The Fanatic. What's up, Goose?
Hey, what's going on? How you feeling tonight?
Good, man. How you doing, babe?
That was me. You just read my two tweets. I'm Liddy Bean, first of all.
Oh, what's up, man?
I'm a little disappointed, man, because it feels like you're giving Carson a lot of blame, and I understand he's in, you know, the first half, it was some bad passes, but you got to understand, this guy's throwing the receivers that didn't even know the route. This guy's running for his life the entire game. Forget the first half. And for you to give Carson all this blame without even mentioning Doug and the crappy game plan and the offensive line not blocking for him, this guy got hit 13 times.
Oh, I'm going to get to it. Believe me, I have problems with the offensive line. I have problems with a lot of things. But I'm just
I can only speak on what I heard, and what I heard so far, I heard nothing but Carson, Carson, Carson.
Yeah, pretty much. Pretty much I blamed him. Well, the first half, he stunk. He stunk in the first half against the Washington.
It's things that make you stink. You understand the thing? Nobody's mentioning that ever since we lost Frank Wright, our ability to come out.
You just hit it. That's the one guy I blame for the ineptitude of this offense.
Our ability to come out and run plays in the first half sucks. Now, where Doug gets the credit at is he's a heck of an adjuster. Now, he takes things what's going wrong in the first and second quarter, and he could come out after the 15 minutes and a halftime and fix those things. But nobody mentions the fact that Frank Wright and Carson Wentz had this kind of connection where they had the opening drive set. First 15 plays, whatever it was, set. But for you to keep giving Carson, Carson, Carson the blame without even mentioning the horrible O-line play, the horrible game plan, the defense getting burnt, you're not mentioning none of these things. And then when you do give him credit, you say it was a short pass, but you didn't mention that he got blasted on 4th and 8. He got blasted.
Yeah, he got blasted after he threw the ball, though.
No. It was the same time. That's why it was so much air under the ball. It was so hard of a hit. His helmet hit the ground. I thought it was going to take him in a concussion after that. I thought we were going to miss Carson after that hit. It was a huge hit. If you would have just take everything away from what he did in that fourth quarter and that third quarter.
I mentioned what he did. I said what he did. I said he was clutch. I said he put the ball
in. You said it in a nonchalant way, like, but he did this, but he's horrible. He's horrible, but he played horrible.
He had a chance with 1st and 10 at the 18-yard line to punch it in, and he did not.
Did you mention Zach Ertz?
Doesn't matter. He didn't pick up 10 yards. It doesn't matter.
Everything he needed to do.
He didn't. No, he didn't. He didn't. He had first and 10 at the 18. First and 10 at the 18.
He's a first down pass on his knees, sir.
That's great. He has to make more plays. That's all. I mean, you're asked to make more plays sometimes.
So you want him to throw the ball to himself on the sideline and catch it?
Come on, bro. I appreciate the call, Goose. I do, and I appreciate the tweets. I had to move on. Sometimes you got to make one more play. It's a crummy deal, but that's the deal. That's part of the job. Yeah, the offensive line stunk. All that plays into it. I said his teammates did not help him that much. But I don't really buy into these backup receivers not knowing the route. They knew the routes. And the chemistry issue. They've been playing together all preseason and camp and OTAs. I know it's not the same as your starters. But my problem is he overthrew guys. He underthrew guys. He made bad decisions throwing those picks. But yes, there's plenty of blame to go around. Offensive line stunk. They really did. But I'm not blaming Carson Wentz for that. When he did have time, he was not good in the first half. He was brilliant in the second half, and I said that. Brilliant. That's why it's a tale of two Carsons. Clark Kent in the first half, Superman in the second half. Zach Ertz, what a bonehead play by a veteran receiver. That's inexcusable. That's inexcusable. But first and 10 at the 18, okay, don't wait for fourth down. Pick up the 10 yards, move the chains, and punch that ball in. Of course the quarterback's going to get the majority of the blame. He's the quarterback. He gets the accolades for wins, and he gets the blame for losses. He needs to finish. This was my problem with him last year. Needs to finish. And don't give me the back injury last year, because now we're two more games into the next season. He's 100% healthy, and we're still seeing the same things. But yes, Goose hit the guy I was talking about, the guy, one guy to blame for this inept offense in the first half. It's Frank Reich. And it's not his fault, obviously. He got a better gig in Indianapolis as the head coach. He fell into that one after Josh McDaniels, you know, bailed out. But I bet the Colts are ecstatic that Frank Reich, that Josh McDaniels bailed out. He is a phenomenal coach. He's a phenomenal offensive mind. You can see the difference. They averaged 15 and a half points in the first half in the Super Bowl season. They went 16-2. Since then, since the absence of Frank Reich, 8.9 points in the first half. That's not going to get it done. 8.9 points in the first half, 2.27 in the first quarter. 41 points in the last 18 games in the first quarter. 41 points. Think about that. That's a safety. That's bad. They miss Frank Reich big time. And it's not an indictment on Mike Groh. But he's not Frank Reich. I mean, he was a major part of the game plan. And yes, the Eagles moved the ball down the field when they got it the first drive of the game, whenever they took over. And oftentimes they would go down the field and punch it in. Or at least get three. I mean, they blew out teams in that year. The offense averaged 30 points a game. Last year, 22. Yeah, Carson 6-7 in his last 13 starts. You want to defend him? That's fine. That's fine. I'm just telling you what his record is in the last 13 games, and I'm telling you what I've watched so far this year. But I will say this. He's still a young quarterback. People think he should be, you know, Joe Montana already. He's still a young quarterback. He's missed a ton of time, which equals experience, and that's something you can't practice or make up. Still a young quarterback. He's not a cagey, grizzled veteran. Still learning the offense, but he does do things that you should not do in year, what is this, year four? He holds on to the ball way too long. Still does that. Holds on to the ball way too long. and takes way too many hits. Again, I will blame the offensive line to the cows come home. That was a horrendous performance. Didn't help him, let's put it that way. Did not help Carson Wentz. And when he had time in the second half, he was brilliant. But I'm just saying, he didn't finish. And it's a raw deal. It's a crummy deal because Aguilar should have caught that ball. I still think they probably don't win that game because they would have left 2 minutes on the clock. And with this defense being what it is, not having good cover corners, not having defensive ends that can finish, not having Tim Jernigan or Malik Jackson anymore. But even when they were in the game, you had a sack by Timmy Jernigan and Andrews and Deho on a blitz. The only two sacks for the Eagles this year, they are 28th in the league. That's not good for a defense, basically a wide nine, predicated on getting pressure on the quarterback. Now, Derek Barnett is top five in quarterback hits. All right. So he's creating some havoc. He's creating some discomfort. Still got to finish. It is important to finish. There's always a chance. You get a strip sack, turn the ball over, something like that. But again, Howie whiffed on the Jadeveon Clowney situation. I hope he comes through on Jalen Ramsey. They need a cover corner. I don't believe there's ever a shutdown corner. You can't shut down an NFL wide receiver. You can be an excellent cover corner, but I don't believe in shutdown. Receivers are going to get theirs. But he's pretty close. And they need that desperately. Brandon and Manionk, you're on 97.5, The Fanatic. What's up, Brandon?
Yo, what up, baby?
How you doing, babe?
Hey, I can't play, man. Hey, listen, man. This is a big game, man. This is a big,
huge.
Big game.
It's huge.
Let me tell you something. The more gimmies we give away, like the Cowboys look too good right now, man. We need, listen, I believe in Wentz, man. I believe in him. But I need him to step up this time. I need him to. All four quarters, not just the second half to make it look good. I need him from the first quarter on to look good because he has it in him. He has it in him.
I know he does. It's there.
Listen, 2 years ago, like, he would have been MVP if he didn't get injured. Like, we need to see that consistently, man. We need to. We can't lose to the Lions at home. We can't. We can't lose to the Lions at all.
Oh, don't be so sure. I think they win the game, and I think they win. It's not going to be a blowout, but it's going to be comfortable, maybe 10 to 14 points. That's what I think. But if Detroit wins that game outright, it would not shock me. It wouldn't shock me.
Oh, no, absolutely. Look, listen, I can't lie to you, man. I am scared to death. I'm scared to death because we're, like, riddled, like, offensively especially because, you know, DJ's out. I don't know if Alshon's playing or not. Hopefully he's playing.
He's questionable.
Dude, like the one receiver, I was listening to the radio yesterday. He's talking about he wants to be a punt returner more than a receiver.
Oh,
like,
my goodness.
Ridiculous.
Mac Hollins. I can't believe he actually said that.
Like, listen, you're absolutely right, though. We can lose this game. I'm just saying, like, we can't afford to lose, as I should say.
No.
We can't lose this game.
To me, it's virtually a must-win with them staring down Green Bay in a short week.
Oh, yeah. People saying relax. No, I'm not relaxed. Like you said, if we lose this game, we're 1-2, and we're going into Green Bay.
And
you
that,
know what I mean?
And that team bulked up their defense. They have a legitimate defense.
Yeah, that's why Rodgers is real happy nowadays. You don't got to carry it on the shoulders no more.
That's exactly right. Brandon, I appreciate the call, man. You have a great night.
All right, brother.
Take care, babe. I'll talk to you. Brandon, good stuff. 610-632-0975. They miss Frank Reich, kids. Oh, my goodness, do they miss Frank Reich. I am now a believer in that theory. I believe. He's got Jacoby Brissett. 5 touchdowns, 1 pick so far. They haven't missed a beat without Andrew Luck. And no, I'm not comparing Jacoby Brissett to Andrew Luck. Save your tweets. Save your comments. Save your snark. I'm not. I'm just saying, there has not been a significant drop-off with Jacoby Brissett. And look what he did last year after starting 1-5. They finished 10-6. Put together a 9-1 run to finish 10-6 after starting 1-5. He's phenomenal. I do believe in that theory now. They miss Frank Reich like nobody's business. The first 15 plays, you really can't put together 15 plays to punch the ball in. Obviously, they can't for whatever reason. And yeah, Goose, if it makes you feel better, yes, the game plan planning hasn't been great. How can I tell? The statistics bear it out. The numbers bear it out. They almost had double the points in the first half in Frank Reich in his Super Bowl season here. Since he left, they have scored 7 fewer points in the first half in the last 18 games. That's not good. That's not good. And yeah, I'm going to put a lot of this on Carson Wentz. We've seen him play at the highest level you can see a quarterback play. There's no excuse. I don't care if you didn't play in the preseason. Neither did Jared Goff, and Rams are 2-0. Now, I don't believe in that at all. I really don't. Because you play a couple of meaningless series in game one, which is still a month away from the opener, and maybe a couple more series in week two. Going to the days where your starters are going to play a whole half in week three. So that wasn't going to happen anyway, and I think playing a few series in weeks one and two are meaningless. Ask Carson Wentz, he'll tell you the same thing. Meaningless. Other teams do it. Other teams have done it. And I still wouldn't, even next year, wouldn't play him in the preseason. Too valuable. Especially the way he gets hit sometimes. Deion Jones blasted him in the ribs. And God bless him. He had to be sore. He got popped. I really thought he probably cracked his ribs on that play. I really thought we were going to hear that. Thank God we didn't. But he came back, hung in there, played great in the second half, but not great enough. And that's my issue. Nick on the cell. You're on 97.5 The Fanatic. What's up, Nick?
Joe, what's up, man?
How you doing, man?
Good. Hey, listen, I want to tell you why you're absolutely right. Because when you have Super Bowl aspirations like we do, you cannot afford to start 1-2, or especially 1-3. It's so important to have that first seed, to have home field advantage.
Sure.
And that's the big reason, you know. You're absolutely right with Frank Reich. I think we're definitely missing him, but that's not an excuse anymore. I don't know the slow starts. You can blame it on not playing in the preseason. You can blame it on whatever you want, but Doug Peterson has to draw up a better scheme in the first 15, you know, a better start.
Sure. I agree.
It has to happen. You know,
there's sluggish.
I'm tired of hearing it. Yeah. Frank Reich this, Frank Reich that. We know he's gone. He's not coming back here. We have to deal with what we got, and Carson as well. You have to start out faster. You just have to.
Here's what I don't get, Nick. I mean, okay, Frank Reich is gone. You point that out. You're right. We know it's done. It's over with. But didn't he, like, you know, his inputs, didn't Doug Peterson absorb enough of that to then kind of...
Or Mike Groh. Or Mike Groh. Or anybody.
To take over. Anything? Yeah. Can't they just emulate what he did?
No, you're exactly right. It's time to go now. I want to see a fast start. I need to see a fast start this week. I'm really going to have some serious doubts about Doug's first 15 and whoever's putting together the initial scheme. Thanks, Joe. Have a great night.
Hey, bye. Thanks, Nick. I appreciate the call, man. Yeah, I mean, I'm questioning the game plan, especially the first 15. You know who was really good at the first 15? And I think he's a bonehead of a coach. Everyone knows what I think of Andy Reid, but he was good with his first 15. He was good with quarterbacks, too. Really good with quarterbacks. He did an unbelievable job moving up 17 spots to take Patrick Mahomes. I mean, he can build a team. He can build a team. But I don't know if he's good enough to win a Super Bowl. We shall see. 610-632-0975. Chris and Wade, hang in there. I will get to you on the other side. We're talking Eagles football. How concerned are you? Is it a must-win for the Birds tomorrow? And when is number 11 going to wake up? I'm Joe Stazak here at 10 o'clock tonight.
97.5, The Fanatic. It's the new Fanatic pregame show with Trey Thomas, Jason Avant, and Devon Givens. Tomorrow starting at 10 a.m. Live from our new home, the beautiful new Parks Casino and Sportsbook. It's week 3, and Detroit is coming to town. Trey, Jason, and Devon preview the matchup and tell you what to look for as some of the Birds' key players are banged up. The new Fanatic pregame show with Trey Thomas, Jason Avant, and Devon Givens.
Presented by the new Parks Casino Sportsbook app in the App Store or at ParksCasino.com/PA. Use promo code GREEN. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
The Fanatic pregame show. Tomorrow starting at 10 a.m. on Philadelphia's football station. 97.5, The Fanatic.
Oh, hi, Amy. Welcome to the Xfinity store.
Hi there. I'd like to check out X1 and maybe find a new TV show.
What kind of shows do you like?
It has to be about a person, a place, or a thing.
Okay. What else?
I like it when shows have both picture and sound.
You know, the X1 voice remote lets you access everything from live TV to Netflix and Prime Video. Just ask it for a recommendation.
Okay, but I'm only going to watch it if it has a beginning, a middle, and an end. I've got standards. Find me new TV shows.
Access Netflix, Prime Video, and more with the Emmy Award-winning X1 voice remote. Now that's simple, easy, awesome. Switch to Xfinity Internet, TV, and voice for $79.99 a month for 2 years with a 2-year agreement. Plus, when you get Xfinity X1, you can enjoy access to your favorite streaming apps like Netflix, Prime Video, and more. Just use your voice to find what you want to watch. Go to Xfinity.com, call 1-800-XFINITY, or visit an Xfinity store today. Ends 10-13-19. Restrictions apply. New standard triple play customers only. Equipment, taxes, and fees, including DTP and RSN fees, extra and subject to change. After term, regular rates apply. Netflix and Prime Video memberships required.
Hey, this is Jason Martinez for the all-new Conkerville Subaru. Now, folks, have you seen this beautiful new showroom? It is spectacular. Large, comfortable, and packed with all the Subaru models you want. Now, they built this gorgeous showroom just for you. You'll think you're in a coffee bar when you see their beverage area, or your own living room when you quietly sit in the visitor center next to a fireplace. Now, you're also going to get a free car wash after every service appointment. And going on now at Conkerville Subaru, pick your ride and pick your payment. For example, lease a 2020 Subaru Outback, standard base model, for as low as $265 per month for 36 months, $2465 due at lease signing for qualified buyers. Plus, every customer gets a lifetime powertrain warranty. Hurry in before September 30th. While you're out there, check out the new Subaru Ascent, their first full-size Subaru SUV. It is fantastic. Visit 202Subaru.com. That's 202Subaru.com for inventory and all the leasing deals. It ends on September 30th, 2019. Conkerville cares. Call 888-351-6493 for financing details.
You're in charge of hiring, and Indeed has solutions, like online skills tests, which let a candidate show that they're the right hire. We'll also have a dolphin chatter excitedly in front of the perfect candidate. Okay, there's no dolphin. But skills tests, that's a for sure.
See why independent research by Silk Road shows Indeed delivers 3 times more hires than any other job site. Visit Indeed.com/promo today and get a free sponsored job upgrade on your first posting. Terms, conditions, and exclusions apply.
Hey, it's Devon Givens, and I'm warming up for this week's pregame show. Tune in before the game to hear my take on how the Eagles rebound from a tough loss in week 2 to the Atlanta Falcons. They host the Detroit Lions here in Philadelphia, and we get into how they get back to their winning ways despite some key injuries. This pregame show, warm up, is brought to you by your local Pierce Phelps Bryant dealers, who would do whatever it takes to keep you warm this upcoming winter. Visit nopaybryant.com to find a dealer near you. And don't forget to join us 3 hours before kickoff.
It's time to get your Greek on. The St. George Orthodox Church Greek Festival in Media is September 26th to 29th at the St. George Greek Orthodox Church at 30 East Ford Road, Media, PA. Go to thetasteofgreeceandmedia.com for more information. Enjoy the Big Fat Greek, Gyro Festival, Greek wine and beer tastings, and homemade Greek cuisine like authentic hand-carved gyro and Greek pastries. Online ordering and takeout are available at tasteofgreeceandmedia.com. Rain or shine, and family friendly with kids' activities.
Orangutans. They're beautiful, playful, and majestic, and disappearing. Every day, as many as 20 orangutans vanish. They starve to death when their homes are destroyed or are killed when they stray into villages in search of food. International Animal Rescue is fighting for the survival of the critically endangered orangutan, but we can't do it without you. Please visit internationalanimalrescue.org and help us save orangutans before it's too late. That's internationalanimalrescue.org.
At Aaron's, we believe good people are all around us. In fact, you hear it on the news all the time.
Window washers dressed as superheroes spread joy at a children's hospital.
That's why Aaron's approves good people other stores won't. Your credit isn't the best? That's fine. Need more time to pay? Let's work it out. Want hundreds of options from top brands? Just lease with Aaron's. We even deliver to you for free. Because good people always deserve better. Aaron's. Easy, beautiful, affordable.
Howdy, folks. Right now, come into KFC and get a free chocolate cake with a 10-piece meal. It's free. It's free chocolate cake. How else can I say it? It's a whole chocolate cake that you don't pay any additional money for. See, that's the arrangement. I don't know how else to explain this. You buy a 10-piece bucket meal. I slide an actual chocolate cake, made a real actual cake, across the counter. You take it. We both go our merry ways. So come on down to KFC. Get your free cake today. It's fairly looking good. Offer excludes 12-piece tenders meal, limited time only, participating locations.
You're locked in to 97.5 The Fanatic. Brought to you by McCausland Lock Services. Car keys and remotes for up to 50% off. Online at 4carkeys.com. We're all here for the same reason. Philadelphia Sports. 97.5 The Fanatic.
Back to the show. Don't forget, this weekend's programming is brought to you by Farron Electric. Electrical issues in your home? Trust the experts at Farron Electric to keep your family safe. Call or visit farronelectric.com for an estimate. And don't forget, tomorrow, 10 a.m., the Fanatic pregame show with Trey Thomas, Jason Avant, and the great Devon Gibbons. Live tomorrow, starting at 10 a.m., from our new home, the beautiful new Parks Casino Sportsbook, presented by the new Parks Casino Sportsbook app in the App Store or at parkscasino.com/PA. Use promo code SPORTS. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. I always love that. I got to be honest. I love that at the end. Come bet with us. Come bring all your money and your next mortgage payment and whatever else you're looking to hawk. Come to our sports book because you're sure to win. But if you have a problem, call this number. Great. That's beautiful stuff. That is beautiful stuff. I'm Joe Stasek. I'm here till 10 o'clock tonight. All right. I'm giving him a lot of play, but... he was on earlier. His name is Goose, I guess, for some reason. It's Liddy Beans. It's clear you must be a basketball guy. You don't know football. LOL. Let me just say this, and you can ask yourself this, Goose. Have I said anything tonight that's inaccurate? Have I not been factually correct the entire show? You may not like hearing criticism of Carson Wentz, and there are a lot of people out there that don't like when I criticize the Eagles or criticize someone who's not playing well, or the quarterback, obviously, or the head coach. It's my job to call things like I see it. I think I'm pretty objective. When this team plays well, you'll hear it. When they play poorly, oh, you'll hear it. Let's go to Chris in Pensauk, and you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. What's up, Chris?
What's up, my friend?
How are you, man?
Oh, I'll tell you right after this Georgia Notre Dame game, I hate the Irish, but I took them at 14.5, 14 and a hook.
So. I know a couple people in this very production center/studio took Georgia laying the wood.
Oh, you're killing me.
Has the game started?
I hope you trip over your flip flops because I know you're wearing them tonight because it's warm out or you're barefooted.
Of course I am, man. You know that.
I know you are, bro. Hit you with sunscreen, put you right down in Seattle, you're good to go.
I'd be happy being there right now, bro.
Exactly. And listen, I'm not I've called you plenty of years.
Yeah.
And plenty of weeks. I love Carson. I love Nick. Carson should be here. Nick shouldn't, in my opinion. That's fine. But at the end of the day, I'm not going to make excuses. Everybody, it just seems like everybody, not everybody, but the majority of them, they're enablers for him. Like, he can't do anything wrong. Mm-hmm. And I don't know if that's good, bad, or indifferent. Or if that's going to help them, you know, proceed to the next level, because apparently the first quarter is a major problem. Because you know me, I'm a laundromat. I'm 52. I'm an old fart, so I have nothing to do. So I'm drinking beers, listening to you. I'm looking at the numbers on hold, and he's thrown 31 interceptions, which isn't bad in 4 years, even with him being hurt. 15 of them have been in the first quarter, man.
That's bad.
So So if I give my daughter a car every Friday night out of 30 times and 15 Friday nights, she wrecks the car, guess what, Joe? Guess what she's not getting next Friday night? She ain't getting my car, man. I mean, I'm not trying to beat the kid up. And it's apparently it's an offensive philosophy. It's something going wrong.
Something's not right with the offense.
It's just not right. My dad always said, you know, hey, you got the eye test. You don't need to write it down. You don't need
to. It's
the eye test.
Exactly right.
Like a duck, quacks like a duck. It's not a mongoose. And I'm okay with that. But I got to tell you, I thought, and I told you it before, Jim Schwartz, I think we won the Super Bowl despite him. And I think Howie Roseman, I think everybody better get out of the Super Bowl rose glasses. I'm getting back to being the old grumpy bear, man. I'm starting to hold him accountable. Howie Roseman, every time you wake up, Joe, you roll over. It says, Howie Roseman's in on Joe from 97.5. Howie Roseman's in on Chris from Penn Salkin. Howie Roseman's in. Know what, Joe? You and your wife can go down and say, you know what, babe? Let's walk the beach because I know you love the beach. That's your second coming. You can like car with a six-pack. You're set for life. At the end of the day, you guys look at a house on the beach and it's $1.5 million, and you and your wife look and go, yeah, we want to buy the house. We'll give you $500,000. Well, that's really not into me. He's a bottom feeder, dude. What has he done in the past? Besides Carson Wentz, he got J.J. that they want with the bum knee, right? We got Golden Tate. We never played him in the slot. Cooper, where you're supposed to get last year for a second rounder. Cowboys came in, gave a first rounder. We're like, oh, the Cowboys are stupid. How stupid
not
are they?
Not stupid.
Now?
They got a really star for good. A first round pick. It was a tremendous job by the Cowboys.
They look really good, and everybody says the Cowboys this, the Cowboys that. And I don't like them, but I respect them. Oh, they're going to have cap problems. Know why they're going to have cap problems, Joe? Because they draft good, and we don't.
They do draft.
We are the second oldest team in the NFL.
Yep.
So, Howie, get your head out of your rear end. Doug, stop smelling yourself. And Carson, I'm sorry, dude. I'd love for a guy like you to marry my kid, but I can't pat your inner rear end anymore. Pull your big boy pants up and get it done tomorrow because I'm tired of this crap. Joe, you have a wonderful
Chris,
night.
You too, man. Great stuff. Way
love
to bring
you,
it, bud. You too, baby.
Peace.
Good stuff by Chris. He always brings it. Love hearing from him. Yeah, see, you know, guys, I'm removed from the Super Bowl by now, all right? We've had a season in between. We're two games into the next season. And, yeah, I'll throw some blame on Howie. They don't draft well, all right? That's the bottom line. They do not draft well. Once in a while, they'll hit on a guy. They do not draft impact players. They just don't. Dallas drafts very well. And that's a good team, by the way. Just because they beat a bad Giants team, and I'm trying to think who they beat last week. That's a good squad. And I know they got Miami tomorrow. That's a good football team. And they do have the triplets 3.0, and every time I see Dak, he gets better and better and better. That was an opportunity to grab Amari Cooper. They didn't want to give up a first-round pick. Why? They don't draft well around here. First-round picks are almost meaningless. Not going out to get Jadeveon Clowney will come back to haunt them. Said it once, said it twice, said it, you know, umpteen times so far. They have two sacks this year, none by a defensive end. I don't care about hits, quarterback hurries, pressure. That's all good. I mean, that helps. They need to put the man on the floor. Because you're pressuring a guy, all right, maybe you make him do something stupid, but there's nothing like moving a team back 8 yards or possibly, you know, getting a turnover. You forget about that. A quarterback hit or hurry is not just as good as a sack. Two sacks so far for this defense that needs sacks to make their secondary look a whole lot better. Jack in Mount Laurel, you're on 97.5, the Fanatic. What's up, Action?
Hey, what's up, man?
How you doing, man?
I just had a quick question. Why do you say that the Eagles don't draft well? I mean, with all due respect, a lot of our players have been drafted.
Who said they're good? Like, who are we talking about? Fletcher Cox,
well,
good pick.
Lane.
But yes, you're right. Nelson Aguilar too. Lane, Zach Ertz. That was Chip Kelly.
I mean, you don't think that Sanders is a good pickup this year?
He hasn't done anything. He stunk so far. He stinks right now. Listen, he might turn out to be great. I think he will. Right now, he stinks. I don't know why they're trying to force Miles Sanders on us. He hasn't done anything. Not yet.
No, I mean, that's fair. I think we draft a little better than we give credit for. I remember back when we were always, you know, again saying, oh, we don't draft well, we're not good at drafting. And I just think we're a lot better than we have been in the past.
Well, let me ask you something. Aside from Carson Wentz, give me a legitimate impact guy that they've drafted in the first round. An impact guy. Like Elaine Johnson, although Zach Ertz was a second-round pick. I mean, aside from Carson Wentz, their first-round picks, you know, maybe Dillard will turn out to be a stud, but I'm looking up and down this list of drafts, you know, since 2010. I don't see a lot. Aside from Chip Kelly, you know, he did do a couple good things here, even though he's a bonehead. They don't draft enough impact guys. Dallas put their whole offensive line together with first-round picks. They drafted Zeke Elliott. He's a stud. I mean, they found Dak Prescott in the fourth round. You know, I'm just, you know, not all that pleased with the way they draft around here. I think he's.
No, I
think
understand.
He does. I'm sorry. Go ahead, Jack.
I just think Fletcher Cox was a great pickup. I think, and I know that was a while ago, but I think we draft better than people give us credit for.
All right.
That's all my point.
Okay. No, well, I appreciate you calling, Jack. Thank you very much. I appreciate anyone who tweets the show and calls in, and I'm going to read one more tweet from my man Beansy, a.k.a. Goose. I think he just tweeted me again because I threw out there, I said, ask yourself one question. Have I said anything that's inaccurate? I keep it real. If he's playing bad, I'm going to say so, but no, I would say you haven't, laugh out loud, but we can agree to disagree. Yeah, we're going to agree to disagree on that. I don't think I've said anything that's inaccurate tonight. Am I hammering him too much? He's healthy. He's played two good halves of football. You know why Dallas is 2-0? Because Dak Prescott has played four good halves of football. They are dangerously close to being 0-2. It's difficult to come back by 17 points to win a game. That was good. That was good, Carson. That was really good, Carson. But it was really bad, Carson, in the first half of the Atlanta game. And yes, I know the offense stunk and they had some injuries. But you got to play better than that. I mean, his rating, his quarterback rating was 6.2. You could say no excuses, but there are things that go into overall poor play. And I admit that. It wasn't just Carson Wentz. It's not like he had, all day to throw. He got chased around the field all game. It was a disaster from an offensive line standpoint. This is supposed to be one of the top offensive lines in the game. They were awful. They were god-awful the other night, guys. They need to play a lot better, a lot better. We'll get into the running game a little on the other side. I'm Joe Stajak here till 10 o'clock tonight, 610-632-0975. Coming right back.
Let that be a lesson to you, boys and girls. Don't ever argue with the big dog. Big dog is always right.
97.5, The Fanatic. The Fanatic postgame show with Jamie Lynch and Andrew Salchunas features more Birds fans celebrating or criticizing immediately after every Eagles game. Fans talking to fans. All Eagles opinions all the time. The Fanatic postgame show with Jamie and Andrew.
Presented by PropSwap, America's marketplace to buy and sell sports bets.
And it's on Philadelphia's football station, 97.5, The Fanatic.
Hey, this is Jason Martinez for Conkerville Nissan. Well, what makes you happy? Well, I can tell you that buying all of our cars from Conkerville Nissan has made me and my family happy and made me happy for years. So nice to do business with a dealership that is truly in the business of making every customer smile as they drive off with their new vehicle. And that's not just a saying. It's a real culture that every employee has adopted. September is your month to get 0% financing on all 2019 Nissans. Plus, you're going to score a great deal with dealer rebates. Save big on the Nissan models everyone is talking about, like the Rogue, Murano, Altima, Sentra, and Pathfinder, all 0% financing for 36 months. And if you're looking for a truck with America's best warranty, 5 years, 100,000 miles, September is Nissan Truck Month. 0% financing on the truck you want and need. So get to Conkerville Nissan before the selection of 2019s is gone. Conkerville Nissan, on Route 202 South in Glen Mills, online at 202nissan.com. Again, 202nissan.com. And remember, Conkerville cares.
Hey, it's Andrew Salchunas here, and football is in full swing. It's finally back.
Don't watch another game without downloading the BetMGM Sports New Jersey app. New customers can make their first bet completely risk-free, up to $500. Whether it's pro football, college football, baseball postseason, or any other sport, the same guys that bring you the most spectacular casino resorts and top-notch entertainment will be offering up point spreads and money lines, odds boosts, futures and props, in-play wagering, and much more. BetMGM makes depositing and withdrawing your money simple and easy. Come on, that's the best part. When you download the app, use my bonus code Andrew. That's my first name, bonus code Andrew, to place your first BetMGM wager risk-free. You can sign up and deposit anywhere, but you must be in the state of New Jersey to place a sports bet. Enough talk. Believe in your game. Believe in your bet. Just download the BetMGM New Jersey sports app now. I'm liking the birds already in week three, so you must be looking at them. And also the points I'm thinking they're going to cover. Must be 21 or older. New Jersey only. Restrictions apply. Visit BetMGM.com for full list of terms and conditions. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
In the Army National Guard, family means everything.
Our parents, they were really supportive that all five of us would join. I got my education because of the Guard. I got to travel a little bit and experience a whole different culture. It helped me get my job, helped me pay for my house.
Serving part-time in the Army National Guard instills pride that you and your family will share. Visit NationalGuard.com to learn more about part-time service. Sponsored by the Pennsylvania Army National Guard. Aired by the Pennsylvania Association of Broadcasters and this station.
Frustrated with your current insurance provider? Feeling overwhelmed and unsure if you're paying too much for your car, homeowners, or renter's insurance? Switch to GEICO today by going to GEICO.com. In a few easy steps, you could be on your way to saving 15% or more. There's a quick way you could save money. Switch to GEICO. GEICO could help you get great coverage at a great price, and it only takes 15 minutes to see if you could save 15% or more on car insurance. Visit GEICO.com today to see how much you could save.
You're in charge of hiring, and Indeed has solutions, like company pages where you can get people excited about working for you. And we give you this toy monkey, which will bang its cymbals when the right resume appears. Okay, there is no monkey.
I said there is no monkey!
But company pages, for sure.
See why independent research by Silk Road shows Indeed delivers three times more hires than any other job site. Visit Indeed.com/promo to try company pages for free. Terms and conditions apply.
Workers needing tools and equipment. Are you tired of calling and being put on hold? Take action. Stop waiting 2 to 3 days while your equipment is down. Take action. Call Action Rental now. Action Rental is your go-to for all your construction equipment. Locations south of the Philadelphia Airport, Allentown, and Bethlehem. Action Rental prides themselves on picking up the phone so you can talk to a human being who can get you your equipment out to your job site right away. Online at actionrental.com. Get your equipment today, actionrental.com.
Oh, hi, Amy. Welcome to the Xfinity store.
Hi there. I'd like to check out X1 and maybe find a new TV show.
What kind of shows do you like?
It has to be about a person, a place, or a thing.
Okay. What else?
I like it when shows have both picture and sound.
You know, the X1 voice remote lets you access everything from live TV to Netflix and Prime Video. Just ask it for a recommendation.
Okay, but I'm only going to watch it if it has a beginning, a middle, and an end. I've got standards. Find me new TV shows.
Access Netflix, Prime Video, and more with the Emmy Award-winning X1 voice remote. Now that's simple, easy, awesome. Switch to Xfinity Internet, TV, and voice for $79.99 a month for 2 years with a 2-year agreement. Plus, when you get Xfinity X1, you can enjoy access to your favorite streaming apps like Netflix, Prime Video, and more. Just use your voice to find what you want to watch. Go to Xfinity.com, call 1-800-XFINITY, or visit an Xfinity store today. Ends 10-13-19. Restrictions apply. New standard triple play customers only. Equipment, taxes, and fees, including DTP and RSN fees, extra and subject to change. After term, regular rates apply. Netflix and Prime Video memberships required.
Live from the Xfinity Studios, only from Comcast, you are listening to the sports voice of the new Philadelphia. 97.5. The Fanatic. The Fanatic.
WPEN, Burlington, Philadelphia. A Beasley Media Group station.
Welcome to the Fanatic family. It's Joe Stazak on 97.5 The Fanatic.
We are back. Hey, check out the Green Zone tomorrow during the game. 97.5 The Fanatic's Tyrone Johnson and Pat Egan take you into the Green Zone during every Birds game this season. Watch every Birds game with Tyrone and Pat. Talk about the game during the game. Plus, the guys take a look at the betting lines, prop bets, and everything happening around the league as it happens. Presented by PlaySugarHouse.com. Sign up at PlaySugarHouse.com, Pennsylvania and New Jersey's premier online casino. Gambling problem? Please call 1-800-GAMBLER. All right, we're back. I got plenty to say tonight. I haven't even begun to get out what I have to get out on the Eagles so far. It's concerning. Yeah, I take no, you know, joy in hammering the team, but they've been hammerable so far. And this is why I said preseason that everyone's jumping on this team because of the roster. They had a pretty good roster last year. And Carson Wentz came back from the knee injury, and people are going to make excuses, but now he's 1-1. He's 6-7 in his last 13 games. I want to see consistent Carson Wentz, the good kind. The good kind. I want him to make better decisions. Maybe you don't throw the ball to Zach Ertz there if you can see that he hasn't gone past the line. You can see that he's a little short. I don't know if Zach Ertz thought he was going to catch the ball and turn around and gain the yard or two. Guy made a hell of a defensive play. It's a great tackle. I forget who it was, but, you know, again, you got to give Atlanta some credit. They capitalized on a huge mistake by Zach Ertz. Jerry in Philly are on 97.5. What's up, Jer?
Hey, Joe, how you doing?
How are you, man?
Nah, I just wanted to say that I agree with your points on the Eagles. My only problem is I feel like Wentz just keeps trying to hurt. Like, those last four plays in the last drive of the game, it was just like, you know what, we'll throw it to Ertz every time. We'll throw it to Ertz every time. They'll never see it coming. Like, we're not going to throw it to Ertz every time. I was like, Mac Hollins was heating up. You were hitting him in stride. Everything was going good. Why not try to give him the ball?
He missed him. He did. I think on first down, he missed him. Yeah, he missed him deep down the right side.
Oh, and then
he hit Sproles. For two, and he overthrew Ertz. He had an opportunity, and he overthrew him, and then came fourth down.
Yeah, well, I was just going to say, I think once, man, I just think he's shell-shocked, man. Honestly, like, yes, in that game, like, he looked scared. Like, they kept closing up on his face, and he looked scared. He didn't look like he was real confident in what he was doing.
He looked unsure in the first half. He looked like, what's going on? I don't have control of this.
You know, and then we had Josh McCown, and he had a couple plays, and then he turned into Josh McCown very quickly. And I was like, oh, let's get this guy out of here.
Yeah. That annoyed me, too, that concussion protocol. Why is someone calling down and saying he needs to be checked out? I mean, if you looked at his play, maybe you could say, yeah, what's wrong in your head? But no, he didn't look like he had a concussion.
He didn't have a concussion.
And why are you waiting until the Eagles have the ball to put him into the tent? That was ridiculous.
Doug and them are babying
her. What's that, bro?
I heard someone say, let's not throw the whole playbook at him, but it's like, dude, it's here.
Jerry, you're breaking up, bro. If you want to try to call back, Jerry, we'll get you on. It was tough to hear you. You were breaking up. By the way, I'm getting back to the top 10 plays of all time. We played the Philly special. This happened not last year, but the year before. This is Case Keenum, Stephon Diggs, and the New Orleans Saints defense.
Steps into it.
See, that's a call. Joe Buck did not disappoint right there. Now, this is Al Michaels' last play of the Super Bowl 2017.
Brady under pressure, escapes the sack, launching one for the end zone. It's a jump ball and it's incomplete. And Gronk is there and time runs out.
It's like he just realized that time ran out. Incomplete. His incomplete call sounds like something you hear in week three in the second quarter. Oh, he just totally stunk up the place that night. And you want your play-by-play man in the biggest game in the history of the franchise to be on his game. Because you want to hear those plays over and over and over and over, and it was just a disgrace. And I like Al Michaels, too. Just a bad job. That was a great call by Jack Buck, that's his pop. He keeps it simple, too. Diggs. Vikings win it. And just the elevation in his voice was just tremendous. Now, this was number 8. This is in the Ice Bowl. Bart Starr's game-winning quarterback sneak, and the play-by-play man was just as bad as Al Michaels.
the signals. He keeps it himself and is into the end zone for the touchdown with 13 seconds on the clock.
And won the Super Bowl. That's your call? That's what you bring to the table? I don't care if it was 100 years ago. That's awful. That's awful for a play-by-play man. You live for these moments. And you come up short like that? Now, Al Michaels has had a zillion big moments. He was just bad in the Super Bowl. Neil on a cellular on 97.5 The Fanatic. What's up, Neil?
Yeah, hi, Joe. How are you?
How you doing, bud?
Good, good. Thank you. I have to respectfully totally disagree with what you and an earlier caller had said about the Eagles not drafting well and the Cowboys doing a much better job. And I understand that the Eagles aren't going to hit on everything. But who would you rather have right now, Amari Cooper or Andre Dillard? Because that's what it came down to. Had they traded Amari Cooper, there's no way they get Dillard.
Well, we don't know if Dillard can play. We know Amari Cooper is a star, but we don't know Dillard can play.
I agree. You don't. He not yet, but he's shown all the signs that he can, and he was undoubtedly the best left tackle in the draft, which was an area of need, and to me, a much more important position than wide receiver.
Yeah, go ahead. Mm-hmm. I'm sorry.
You go back to 2018. Okay, they trade out of the 32nd slot, you know, to the Ravens. They still get the best all-around tight end in the draft in Dallas Goedert, and they pick up an extra second-round pick for this past draft. So either Ortega Whiteside or Sanders are not on this team if they don't make that trade.
But again, Miles Sanders is averaging 2.5 yards per carry, and Ortega Whiteside in 74 snaps was targeted four times and caught one pass for 5 yards last week. So I'm not saying these guys aren't going to turn out to be good, but I haven't seen it yet. I haven't seen guys who burst onto the scene, and I don't know if Ortega Whiteside's going to be any good. I don't. We don't. We don't know if Dillard's
right.
going to be
it's
any good.
Early.
We don't know if Sanders is going to be any good. This is a conversation for 3 years down the road. We can look back on it. I'm just saying, in terms of the top two picks of the drafts, look at 2017, the Super Bowl year. Derek Barnett and Sidney Jones. They're not impact guys. Barnett's okay. And Sidney Jones, we don't even know what he is yet. You go back
totally
to 2016. Yes. Carson Wentz. You want to talk about one pick that he needed to make and he needed to hit a home run. And I think he did. He got Carson Wentz.
I agree.
Isaac Seumalo, second pick. He's one play away from getting benched. But he did get Carson Wentz. And I do applaud Howie for what he does with free agents and what he does with trades. I just think he missed on Jadeveon Clowney too. They need a pressure end. They lost Michael Bennett and Chris Long in the same offseason and didn't replace them. They didn't replace them. And I think they had an opportunity for what Seattle gave up. I think the Eagles, and they have 2 third-round picks this year coming up. I think they could afford to give up a third round. They gave up a third round pick for Golden Tate as a rental. I think even
that
as
was a bad move,
yeah, even yeah. As it turned out to be a bad move. Even mm-hmm. at the rental rate, I think in this year where I think you're putting all your eggs into one basket and hoping that this is still part of the window and you can make a Super Bowl run, I think Jadeveon Clowney would have looked nice in midnight green.
Agree with you. Yep. Yep.
Neil,
I agree with you totally on the Sidney Jones point and the Derek Barnett. They're underwhelming right now.
Yeah, underwhelming. Neil, I appreciate the call, man. You have a great night. I appreciate you calling in, adding to the show. I can go over some of that, you know, after the break in terms of the drafting, but I'm looking for impact guys up and down. I don't know Dillard can play. I don't know Sanders can play. I don't know Whiteside can play. They might be impact guys. Not yet. 610-632-0975. Joe Stazak here till 10 o'clock tonight.
Let that be a lesson to you boys and girls. Don't ever argue with the big dog. Big dog is always right.
97.5 The Fanatic. The Fanatic Pro Show with Brian Westbrook, Monday nights at 6. In the huddle, in the locker room, Brian Westbrook was there. Brian Westbrook is the ultimate insider and can offer a perspective on the Birds games like no one else. The Fanatic Pro Show with Brian Westbrook, presented by 19 Crimes Wine and The Tile Shop, Monday night at 6.
This week, live from PJ Wellahan's in Cherry Hill.
On 97.5 The Fanatic.
Oh, hi, Amy. Welcome to the Xfinity store.
Hi there. I'd like to check out X1 and maybe find a new TV show.
What kind of shows do you like?
It has to be about a person, a place, or a thing.
Okay. What else?
I like it when shows have both picture and sound.
You know, the X1 voice remote lets you access everything from live TV to Netflix and Prime Video. Just ask it for a recommendation.
Okay, but I'm only going to watch it if it has a beginning, a middle, and an end. I've got standards. Find me new TV shows.
Access Netflix, Prime Video, and more with the Emmy Award-winning X1 voice remote. Now that's simple, easy, awesome. Switch to Xfinity Internet, TV, and voice for $79.99 a month for 2 years with a 2-year agreement. Plus, when you get Xfinity X1, you can enjoy access to your favorite streaming apps like Netflix, Prime Video, and more. Just use your voice to find what you want to watch. Go to Xfinity.com, call 1-800-XFINITY, or visit an Xfinity store today. Ends 10-13-19. Restrictions apply. New standard triple play customers only. Equipment, taxes, and fees, including DTP and RSN fees, extra and subject to change. After term, regular rates apply. Netflix and Prime Video memberships required.
What better way to celebrate the football season than with Mrs. T's Pierogies? It's the perfect tailgating treat. Join the party as Mrs. T's Pierogies hosts a Mrs. T's Pierogies Tailgate Showdown on Sunday, October 6, 2019, from 10 a.m. to 12 p.m. with Mark Farzetta, Anthony Gargano, Mike Missinelli, and a surprise special guest. Enjoy free Mrs. T's Pierogies sampling, beverages, music, tailgating games, great giveaways, and more. And you can vote on which of the three finalist recipes will be selected to win the grand prize. This is a private invitation-only event, so go to 975thefanatic.com and enter for a chance to win one pair of invitations to the Mrs. T's Pierogies Tailgate Showdown event on Sunday, October 6, 2019, from 10 a.m. to 12 p.m. Winners will be selected at random from all entries. Good luck!
Frustrated with your current insurance provider? Feeling overwhelmed and unsure if you're paying too much for your car, homeowners, or renter's insurance? Switch to GEICO today by going to GEICO.com. In a few easy steps, you could be on your way to saving 15% or more. There's a quick way you could save money. Switch to GEICO. GEICO could help you get great coverage at a great price, and it only takes 15 minutes to see if you could save 15% or more on car insurance. Visit GEICO.com today to see how much you could save.
When people want a Nissan, they go to Peruzzi Nissan in Fairless Hills. With a huge selection, low prices, and massive everyday discounts, why go anywhere else? No matter what you're looking for, Sentra, Maxima, Rogue, Murano, Peruzzi Nissan has them all. And all for less. Not to mention, you'll always be taken care of by caring, friendly people who know everything there is to know about Nissans. So check it all out at PeruzziNissan.com. And come see why, since 1978, our business is you.
Guys, you're not alone. Half of all men have ED. Get your sex life back with Gainswave at Philadelphia Urology Associates. Gainswave is a safe 20-minute medical treatment that breaks up blockages and repairs blood vessels. There are no shots or pills ever with Gainswave, and it's available at Philadelphia Urology Associates. For more info and to save $150 on your Gainswave treatment, text the word CURE, C-U-R-E, to 797979. That's CURE to 797979.
Get to Double Visions any Sunday day or Monday night and register for a chance to soar with the birds as your hometown team travels to take on Washington December 15th. This package includes two tickets to the game and two nights hotel accommodations. This is your chance to see the birds take on an interdivisional rival away from home. Coming in October will be adult star Callie Jane. Every Sunday day and Monday night is your chance to soar with the birds to Washington. Only at Double Visions, Easton Road, Horsham.
Hi, it's Brian Boucher, and let me tell you about my friend Mario and his team at Great Railing. When your deck or railing project is in crunch time, there's only one place to go. In one trip to Great Railing, you'll find everything for the whole project from start to finish in stock. They have a huge selection of highest quality products at a fraction of the cost. I know firsthand the money you will save on your project. For quality products and everyday great pricing, do what I did and call Mario at Great Railing. Call 856-875-0050 or log on to greatrailing.com.
BYO Roots with fine wine and good spirits. Celebrate National Bourbon Heritage Month with Kentucky's claim to fame. No, no, not hot chicken or bluegrass music. On second thought, keep the banjo. I'm talking the southern charm of Kentucky bourbon. Stop into your local fine wine and good spirits today and save $3 on 750 milliliter bottles of Knob Creek and Basil Hayden straight bourbon. Offers end September 29, 2019. Please enjoy responsibly.
You're locked in to 97.5 The Fanatic. Brought to you by McCausland Lock Services. Car keys and remotes for up to 50% off. Online at 4carkeys.com.
Sports talk for Columbus and all of Burlington County.
97.5 The Fanatic. It's Joe Stazak on 97.5 The Fanatic.
And we are back. Welcome back, everybody. We're broadcasting live from the Xfinity studio, only from Comcast. I'm Joe Stazak here till 10 o'clock tonight. I'll be back tomorrow, 7 to 11, with Rob Motti breaking down the Eagles and Lions. Birds a six-point favorite tomorrow. Looking to get on track. Maybe 60 minutes of consistent football. Is that too much to ask? So far, we've seen 30 minutes in game one, 30 minutes in game two, both in the second half. You know, in case you missed it, I'll reset. Last 20 games for the Birds. Last 20 games since game one of 2018, they are averaging 8.9 points in the first half. Carson Wentz averages 8.8. Nick Foles averaged 8.9. Their record in those 20 games, 11-9. 2017, the Super Bowl year, they averaged 15.5 points per half, per first half. Carson Wentz, even in Carson Wentz' MVP year, Nick Foles outdid him in the first half. Nick Foles put up 16.6. Carson Wentz put up 14.3. That comes out to an average of 15.5. I'm not criticizing Wentz. It's 14 points is great. I didn't realize Nick Foles was that... that smooth and impactful in the first half. You know, in the first half against the Falcons, Carson Wentz, 6 of 16, 47 yards, no touchdowns, two picks, with a quarterback rating of 6.2. Second half, 18 of 26, 177 yards, one touchdown, no pick, quarterback rating 101. You want to talk about a bipolar performance in both games? Silly. But I'm concerned. If you're not concerned, you're not watching. What are you watching if you're not concerned? I want to know, how concerned are you? I think it's almost a given that you are concerned. Although I got a tweet earlier saying it's just week two, Joe. It's really week three, but I think I know what he meant. Is everyone cool with that? Everyone cool being week three with what we've seen so far? This was supposed to be a Super Bowl team. Their defense, 31st in the league against the pass, 26th in the league, giving up 25.5 points per game. Tied for 28th in sacks with just two. Tied for 31st in giving up pass TDs. They've given up six so far in two games. Six! That's three a game. The only team behind them, the Dolphins. I think we're in for some bumps ahead, people, and it's a quick turnaround. That's why tomorrow, in my opinion, I started the show saying this. It's virtually a must win. To start off 1-2 heading into Green Bay on a short week is not optimal. For this team, not optimal at all. So I got to be honest, I'm concerned and I'm disappointed. I'm disappointed in what I have seen so far from the offense and from the defense. Offensively, they're seventh in the league. They still score points, 26 a game, seventh in the league. But when you play so poorly in the first half, you leave yourself like no margin for error in the second half. When you put yourself in those positions, which they did. And having said all that, they were only down 4 points the other night at the half. Now what happens? Corey Clement fumbles the kickoff. That was a killer. That turned into 7 points for Atlanta. Points off turnovers are killers, game changers. But having said that, you know, Eagles still had chances to win. Carson Wentz was great in the second half, but came up a little short. That's all I'm saying. I need to see him not come up short. I need to see him save this team. Listen, the quarterback's a lot like the goaltender. He's the great eraser. He erases a lot of mistakes, a lot of transgressions. He needs to be that kind of eraser. He needed to be that kind of eraser the other night. He didn't need to be part of the problem. He needed to be the great eraser. If he finished that game, he erased all their problems. The Aguilar drop, the Clement fumble, all of the boneheaded plays. He needed to be the great eraser and was not. Mark and Wayne, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. What's up, Mark?
Hey, Joe. How you doing?
Good. How are you, man?
Real good, man. I think real quick on the injuries, I get the CBA and what they're trying to do, but I think it's causing more injuries with the limited hitting and the limited training camp. These guys are just not ready to play football. And what they've done, Joe, is they've turned September into four exhibition games, in my opinion. These are guys who are not ready to play, and we're seeing a lot of sloppy football. Aside from that, in terms of the Eagles on the field, I think the line play has been horrible, both offensive and defensive line.
Agreed.
I think that, I don't know about you, I've seen all I want to see is Seumalo. He's worthless.
He's about to get benched.
Well, you know what? They should have never got rid of Wisniewski.
I agreed with that when it happened.
You know, Wisniewski may not be an all-pro, but he was a role player that fit into that line next between Peters and Jason Kelce. And remember, in the Super Bowl year, he had a nice little run. I mean, that line played really well. And I think last week, I blame Doug, too. Doug gets too pass-happy like Andy did. That Atlanta defense is good, but it's small and it's fast. It's based on pursuit. I realize the Eagles had Jackson out, and Atlanta was going to put a guy in the box and all the rest of it. But still, if that line is as good as it's supposed to be, they should have been able to smash mouth a little bit with Jordan Howard. And again, I think, Joe, you have to pick your spots game to game, like Doug did 2 years ago with LeGarrette Blount. There were certain games they went to him heavy, other games they did not. And I think you really got to play situational football that way.
You like that way of running your running backs? Because to me, they have a number one and maybe a number two in Miles Sanders. And I heard Brian Westbrook talk about it this week. And, I appreciate the call, Mark. Got to run. That a running back needs to get into a rhythm, needs to get into a flow. How can you get into a flow when you carry the ball six times a game this week, eight times a game the next week? Jordan Howard's a number one running back. He's a number one. He's RB1. Miles Sanders, I guess, by definition is RB2. They've put him in, they've anointed him the number two running back. And I know it's only two games. He's done squat. I haven't seen anything that makes me say, this guy can play a little bit. Listen, he's not Saquon Barkley. In fact, he was his understudy. But in game one for Barkley, you could tell, this guy's bound for greatness. I haven't seen it from Miles Sanders. Some guys can play in the pros, some guys can't. I can't identify why, because there are guys who come out of college, heralded with awards and statistics and rings, and they can't play a lick in the pros. Then you have guys that, were okay college players, and they seem to get it. I'm not saying Miles Sanders is one of those guys. I have no idea what he is. I have no idea what Andre Dillard is. I have no idea what J.J. Arcega-Whiteside is. I know that I think he played 74 snaps, 96% of the plays, and was targeted four times for one catch. Really? That's what we're seeing out of Arcega-Whiteside? I'm talking impact guys. That's my problem. They don't draft impact guys. Like, they don't find the Alvin Kamaras in the third round, the Kareem Hunts in the third round, guys like that. Every once in a while, you need to land one of those guys, like a Seth Joyner, who was drafted in like the ninth round. Guys like, that come turn out to be stars that you didn't use a first or second round pick on. They're just not great at the draft. Drew, my man in Westchester, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. What's up, Drew?
Yo, what's going on, big dog?
How are you, man?
I'm doing good, buddy. You know, just watching the little Phillies, taking it easy.
Yeah, they're losing, right? 4-2, or did that score change?
No, they came back. They're actually winning 6-4.
Okay. Oh, that happened quickly.
Not that it matters. I mean, I think know. They're done.
They're toast. You know. They're toast.
Yeah, but anyway. So, I mean, I'd be lying to you, Joe, if I said I wasn't concerned about this game coming up.
Of course you are. You should be.
I mean, Matthew Stafford's no spring chicken. I mean, the guy can throw the ball. I'm expecting him to have some good, you know, deep plays, you know, at least of 30 yards, you know, here or there. He's going to get some, you know, plays. And I just, you know, hope that, you know, Wentz comes out, like you said, you know, he's got to come out sooner in the game than later. You know, we need a first half, you know, hot start. To, you know, we need to come down like our first play and get a touchdown. You know, we just need to really set that game trend right off the bat like we did a couple of years ago, and then really just, you know, establish a game plan right off the bat and then rely on our running game and give Jordan Howard the ball and see what this guy can do, because we really haven't seen too much of him, and the little bit that we have seen I've kind of liked. You know, I mean, I know last week he didn't do that great, but that first game I thought he did pretty well.
He was the best running back the first game. He only had 6 carries. He was the best running back.
Yeah, so I mean, I definitely like to see a little bit more of him. You know, again, with the receiving core, it's going to be a crapshoot. You know, I mean, I'm hoping, you know, Aguilar can you know, be the number one we need him to be tomorrow. You know, he's the seasoned vet at this point, you know, with the other guys that are in there. So I'm hoping for the best, Joe, but, you know, I do have concerns. In the end, I think the Eagles can pull this win out, but it's going to be a tough one. It's not going to be a cakewalk.
No.
I hope they're not looking too far ahead to Green Bay and next Thursday, you know, because that was also a concern I had.
I doubt, Drew, I appreciate the call, man. I appreciate you calling in. Thank you very much. I don't think they're going to be looking ahead. You don't see a lot of that in the pros. It's a week-to-week thing, and that happens in college a lot. At least that's the theory, and, you know, the statistics seem to bear that out. You know, look-ahead games, sandwich games. I don't think that happens as much in the pros. I don't think they're thinking about Green Bay. They have to think about the game in front of them. I have no concern that they're not focused on tomorrow's game, not worrying about Green Bay at this point. JR in Bethlehem, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. What's up, JR?
Hey, what's going on, boss?
Don't worry, man.
I want to talk about Jalen Ramsey, man.
Shoot.
Howie, you got to make it happen somehow. Pull the rabbit out of the hat, man. Give them what they want, brother. I mean, geez almighty. You could just take him. He'd make up for a lot of them flaws on offense. You take him, put him on the best wide receiver, and zone up everything else. Geez.
Yeah.
Make it happen.
You know, I agree. I mean, go get him. He's the closest thing to a shutdown corner. They don't have good cover corners. They just don't. Sorry.
Dude, if you go on man-to-man on Antonio Brown and you shut him down, the same thing with Hopkins, you shut him down, like, geez, I ain't seen something like that in a while. That being said, that's what I'm saying. You can put him on the best wide receiver, zone up everything else, keep the points down to a minimum, give the time for the defensive line to get to that quarterback like we would need, and it will be back to how it was. It'll make up for the injuries on that line. It'll make up for all that offense, everything like that, so we don't have to play catch-up or anything like that. Dude, I would give up a first if they want the first. I'd give up not even a first. Not only a first, I'd give up a first and a third. And even if they wanted Zach Ertz, I'd give Zach Ertz because we got a good potential person right behind him in Goddard.
Someone mentioned that, and I appreciate the call, JR. Someone mentioned that earlier in the week. Would you give up Ertz and a one? That's a lot. You have the best tight end in the game, people. Dallas Goedert looks like he's going to be a real good tight end, but he's not Zach Ertz. That's Carson Wentz's boy. That's his go-to guy. 116 receptions last year, most in NFL history in a single season. I don't know if you give up Ertz. You really take a lot out of your offense if you give up Ertz. Listen, I am so cool with giving up a one. Then figure it out. Give up a one, a three. Give him Sidney Jones. He hasn't done anything. He's a couple years removed from that Achilles tear. He hasn't done anything. Hey, I want to get back to the top 10 plays of all time. So far, we've had the Philly special at number 10, the Minneapolis miracle at number 9, Bart Starr's game-winning quarterback sneak in the Ice Bowl, number 8. This was, I believe, 2009. Yes, it was. This was the Cardinals versus the Steelers. Kurt Warner driving the Cardinals down the field for what looked to be a go-ahead touchdown or a proximity touchdown late in the first half. In fact, there were a few seconds left, and here's what happened.
Steelers show blitz. Here they come. He gets it away, and it's picked off at the goal line. There's a flag thrown on the run back, James Harrison, to run it back, and Harrison is past midfield. Harrison going down the sideline. Harrison still on his feet. Harrison is going to go all the way and waiting for the official to get there. Touchdown is signaled.
That was an unbelievable play. Unbelievable individual effort. The fact that he took it back the whole way, it's good enough that he picked the ball off and kept the game where it was. I think it was like a 7-point game. Well, then it became a 14-point game. See, that's a 14-point swing in the Super Bowl. And believe it or not, the Cardinals actually took the lead at some point in that game, late in the fourth. Larry Fitzgerald, couple of big plays, couple of touches, and then, of course, this happened in that same game, number six.
Washington outside left. Roethlisberger has time. Throws to the back of the end zone, and it is caught for a touchdown by Holmes.
Unbelievable.
Incredible.
That was Al Michaels, right, Dylan? See, that's a call.
You remembered how to have energy, how to have energy.
Yeah, what the hell happened to Al Michaels? That was a great call. You know, I'm not too picayune about my announcers. I know people criticize this guy and they kill that guy and this guy's awful. I like the A teams. I like Jim Nantz and Tony Romo, and I love Joe Buck and Troy Aikman. Everybody else to me is background noise. It's background noise. I will take Joe Buck over everybody. And I enjoy listening to the top teams, but I don't necessarily care. I mean, I'll correct guys left and right and color guys, and they make mistakes all the time. So do play-by-play guys as I'm sitting home watching the game. But, you know, that's fine. It is what it is. That's a call. That's Al Michaels at his finest. That was 8 years before the 2017 Super Bowl. I know announcers at some point and go downhill, but usually it's like they develop, I don't know if it's dementia, but they start forgetting names and misspeaking, and you can tell when guys go down really late in careers. You know, Al Michaels isn't, I don't think he's that old. Just really disappointed, really disappointed. I'll do one more, and then we will finish up in the next two segments. This was Super Bowl... Was it 49, Super Bowl 49, 2015, Patriots come back. They were trailing 24-14 in the fourth quarter. Tom Brady goes 13 of 15, two consecutive drives, puts the Patriots up 4. Seattle comes all the way back. Jeremy Kearse makes a ridiculous catch at like the 3-yard line, the 2-yard line, late in the game. They run Marshawn Lynch on first down. They have second and goal at like the half-yard line. And here's what happened.
Play clock at 5. Pass is intercepted at the goal line by Malcolm Butler. Unreal. Malcolm Butler, who almost made the phenomenal play that wound up in Percy's arms. There are flags on the field for a celebration. Amazing.
Maybe the dumbest play call of all time. That might be the dumbest play call of all time. I've seen some bad play calls. You got one of the top backs in the league and Marshawn Lynch, who's a bull. It's not like he's a speed guy and, you know, can't get over the top or can't plow his way through the line. He's a bull. He's a horse. And to try to what? Outthink yourself? Outthink the other team? And it's just a tremendous job by Belichick. I mean, they practiced that. Malcolm Butler knew exactly what was happening on that play. He wasn't even looking in or sneaking a peek, thinking that they might run the ball. He knew exactly what was going on there. He didn't get fooled. He made the right jump. Who would have thought he would become such an integral part of Super Bowl 52 when he gets benched before the game? That might have cost Belichick a Super Bowl there. You know, that's sometimes, you know, cutting off your nose to spite your face. I don't know. It's still, no one knows why that happened. Still. But it happened, and thank goodness, because Nick Foles had his way with that defense. You know, and this defense, it goes back to the Super Bowl. They gave up 638 yards. Think about that. That's like the Citadel playing Oklahoma. 638 yards. I know the Citadel had a big win last week, but you know what I'm saying. They won in spite of their defense. And their defense, not good so far this year. Not good. Giving them 25.5 points per game. 17 is the magic number. Not going to get it done. 31st in the league against, total yards. 31st in the league. 30th against the pass. No, 31st against the pass. I was right the first time. 22nd in the league in yards given up. They give up 382.5 yards per game. 22nd in the league. At least they blitzed a couple times last week, and it worked like a charm. Resulted in a sack and an interception. Thank you very much. Keep blitzing, Jim. Keep blitzing. All right. I'm here till 10 o'clock tonight. My name's Joe Stajak. You can tweet me at JoeStajak975 or give me a call right here. There are some open phone lines right now. Steve Callis coming up on the other side, and we'll get his thoughts on NFL Week 3 as it is, about 16 hours away. Eagles and Lions, 1 o'clock tomorrow at the Link. I'm Joe Stajak. We're coming right back.
Let that be a lesson to you, boys and girls. Don't ever argue with the big dog. Big dog is always right.
97.5, The Fanatic. The Birds are back in South Philly to take on the Detroit Lions. It's week 3 in the NFL, and the Eagles are looking for their second win of this young season. We're talking Eagles football on Philadelphia's football station. 97.5, The Fanatic.
Hey, this is Jason Martinez for Concordville Nissan. Well, what makes you happy? Well, I can tell you that buying all of our cars from Concordville Nissan has made me and my family happy and made me happy for years. So nice to do business with a dealership that is truly in the business of making every customer smile as they drive off with their new vehicle. And that's not just a saying. It's a real culture that every employee has adopted. September is your month to get 0% financing on all 2019 Nissans. Plus, you're going to score a great deal with dealer rebates. Save big on the Nissan models everyone is talking about, like the Rogue, Murano, Altima, Sentra, and Pathfinder. All 0% financing for 36 months. And if you're looking for a truck with America's best warranty, 5 years, 100,000 miles, September is Nissan Truck Month. 0% financing on the truck you want and need. So get to Concordville Nissan before the selection of 2019s is gone. Concordville Nissan, on Route 202 South in Glen Mills, online at 202nissan.com. Again, 202nissan.com. And remember, Concordville cares.
Well, with fall approaching, it's time to replace your old drafty windows and doors before another cold winter season rolls in. But the cost of sending your kids back to school, causing you to put off the project just a little longer, my friends at Guided Door and Window have heard you. They have a solution. In addition, right now to getting 20% off all windows and doors, Guided will allow you to start the project today with no money down and give you 3 years to pay it off interest-free once the job is expertly installed. So you'll be able to start enjoying all the benefits of the new, highly energy-efficient windows and doors, including an increased comfort level in your home and lower monthly energy bills while you take advantage of 20% savings and have the luxury of paying off your project interest-free for 36 months. But you have to act now. This offer is just for a limited time. Restrictions apply. For full details, call Guided today and schedule a free, no-obligation in-home estimate. The number, 1-877-GO-GUIDA. Check them out online at goguida.com. That's goguida.com.
Oh, hi, Amy. Welcome to the Xfinity store.
Hi there. I'd like to check out X1 and maybe find a new TV show.
What kind of shows do you like?
It has to be about a person, a place, or a thing.
Okay. What else?
I like it when shows have both picture and sound.
You know, the X1 voice remote lets you access everything from live TV to Netflix and Prime Video. Just ask it for a recommendation.
Okay, but I'm only going to watch it if it has a beginning, a middle, and an end. I've got standards. Find me new TV shows.
Access Netflix, Prime Video, and more with the Emmy Award-winning X1 voice remote. Now that's simple, easy, awesome.
Switch to Xfinity Internet, TV, and voice for $79.99 a month for 2 years with a 2-year agreement. Plus, when you get Xfinity X1, you can enjoy access to your favorite streaming apps like Netflix, Prime Video, and more. Just use your voice to find what you want to watch. Go to Xfinity.com, call 1-800-XFINITY, or visit an Xfinity store today. Ends 10-13-19. Restrictions apply. New standard triple play customers only. Equipment, taxes, and fees, including DTP and RSend fees, extra and subject to change. After term, regular rates apply. Netflix and Prime Video memberships required.
Hi, I'm Shayna, a service tech at Pep Boys. Wet leaves, shorter days, wandering deer. You might need to hit the brakes at any second. Fall is a dangerous driving season, and it's my job to keep you safe. So come in and let one of our ASE-certified pros inspect your brake system.
Now through September 29th, save up to $120 on Wagner Premium Brake Services that includes a lifetime part replacement warranty. Schedule your appointment at PepBoys.com now. Save up to $60 per axle after mail-in rebate. See details and restrictions at PepBoys.com.
So visit a local Pep Boys service and tire center today.
You're at the bar watching the game having a Tullamore Dew Irish Whiskey. Your team scores and suddenly you're best friends with the strangers next to you. The kind of friends who you exchange stats with and argue ref calls with. All without knowing each other's names. Tullamore Dew calls these friendships fanships. So next time, strike up a fanship and order a Tully for the person next to you. Tullamore Dew is the original triple blended smooth sipping Irish whiskey made exactly for these great moments. When it's game time, it's Tully time. Tullamore Dew Irish Whiskey, 40% alcohol by volume, 80 proof, 2019, imported by William Grant & Sons, Inc.
Hey, this is Jason Martinez for the all-new Concordville Subaru. Now, folks, have you seen this beautiful new showroom? It is spectacular. Large, comfortable, and packed with all the Subaru models you want. Now, they built this gorgeous showroom just for you. You'll think you're in a coffee bar when you see their beverage area, or your own living room when you quietly sit in the visitor center next to a fireplace. Now, you're also going to get a free car wash after every service appointment. And going on now at Concordville Subaru, pick your ride and pick your payment. For example, lease a 2020 Subaru Outback, standard base model, for as low as $265 per month for 36 months, $2465 due at lease signing for qualified buyers. Plus, every customer gets a lifetime powertrain warranty. Hurry in before September 30th. While you're out there, check out the new Subaru Ascent, their first full-size Subaru SUV. It is fantastic. Visit 202subaru.com. That's 202subaru.com for inventory and all the leasing deals. It ends on September 30th, 2019. Concordville cares. Call 888-351-6493 for financing details.
Find out where the Dietz & Watson Mobile Broadcast Center will broadcast from next at 975thefanatic.com. Presented by Dietz & Watson's Real Philly Deli Hoagie Guy. Online at realphillydeli.com.
Miss Forzetta and Trey, Anthony and Jason, or Mike, Tyrone and Natalie? Listen to the podcast on the Fanatic app. This is 97.5 The Fanatic. It's Joe Stazak on 97.5 The Fanatic.
All right, welcome back. Don't forget to join Jamie Lynch and Andrew Salchunas after the Birds game tomorrow for the Fanatic Eagles postgame show presented by PropSwap, America's marketplace to buy and sell sports bets. See how much your bet is worth and find great deals on bets others want to sell. PropSwap.com. And I have to tell you about the Fanatic Deal of the Week before we continue on. The Fanatic Deal of the Week saves you money with a $50 gift certificate to the pub in Pensauken for just $25. Hurry, this exclusive offer from the Fanatic's Deal of the Week is only available while supplies last. Check it out now at 975thefanatic.com, keyword deal. Speaking of the website, wrote an article this past week called Wentz's Glass Half Full. It's a play on words. Half empty because of the first half woes. Check it out if you can. Let me know what you think. Again, I'm not in this to hammer Carson Wentz, but he deserves to take a lot of the blame so far. He's the quarterback. Now, you can feel good about this. As poorly as he's played in a couple halves, they almost are 2-0. They should probably be 2-0. Dylan, before we continue on, now remember I was playing the top 10 plays of all time. We are at number 4. I lost a lot of money on this game, by the way. This was back in 2000. Local kid makes good. And this was the Bills and the Tennessee Titans in a playoff game.
Dyson and Bird are deep. Taken by Neal. He gives it to Wycheck. Wycheck, that looked like a forward pass. Taken by Dyson. Dyson's on the sideline. Dyson's going to go all the way.
No flags on the play. It is a touchdown. I wasn't concerned when I saw that. Again, I had a lot of money on the game, and I had Buffalo. I thought it was a forward pass, Frank Wycheck. I thought it was clearly a forward pass, but upon further review, I think the refs got that one right. Now, this was in Super Bowl 42, I believe. Patriots and Giants. This is one of the greatest catches you will ever see in a Super Bowl game.
Stays on his feet, airs it out down the field. It is caught by Tyree inside the 25, and a timeout taken.
Oh my God. This ball's thrown, and Tyree just goes up for it like a basketball player. Harrison trying to knock it down. And Eli, man, I don't know how he got out of there. I thought he was on the ground, and then he came out of the pile and just slings it.
People forget that half of that play was Eli Manning. It was a ridiculous catch off his, you know, helmet. Half of that play was Eli Manning avoiding a sack, somehow finding a way to get out of that pile and make that throw. I still don't know how he caught the ball because Roddy Harrison was right there trying to strip the ball of him, and he's catching the ball over his head on his helmet. We'll get the top two, and there's a reason I think the whole thing is a joke when I get to number two. We'll do that next segment. Right now, as promised, the sports editor of WestchesterCounty.com, good friend of the program, he's Steve Callis. He's on the Comcast Business Hotline right now. What's up, Steven?
Man, I haven't seen this list. I hope Malcolm Butler winning the Super Bowl is number one. Has he been on the list?
He was on the list at number five.
Come on.
Number five. Can you believe it?
The play, win the Super Bowl. Don't make the play, lose the Super Bowl. You're going to have four plays better than that.
And you won't believe the four play. Well, we did the Music City Miracle. But again, like you're saying, that was a Super Bowl. The Super Bowl was on the line. David Tyree's catch. All right.
Was Eli was Eli in the grasp? Yes or no?
No, I thought he was okay. Although I always lean to the side of giving the quarterback some time to get out. I don't like a quick whistle there, and he did a phenomenal job getting out. I won't save it because I want your thoughts on this, Steve. Number two was, I don't even know why they call this the catch, Dwight Clark from Joe Montana, and number one was the Immaculate Reception. That was a nice play. It wasn't even a great catch. Dwight Clark, all right, uses his fingertips. For that to be number two is insane, in my opinion.
Maybe that's a Joe Montana bias now all these years later. It was a great play. It was a great throw. It was a great catch. But I'll say it again. Malcolm Butler make the play, win the Super Bowl. Don't make the play, lose the Super Bowl. There's no other play like that, as I know, in all of these they seem to be all playoff games from what you're saying.
Yeah, but I think most of them are playoff games.
You know, as they should be, obviously, but there's no other play I know of. If that James Harrison play was at the end of the game to win the Super Bowl as opposed to halftime, that 98-yard or 100-yard touchdown.
Yeah, that was number seven. That was number seven.
Yeah, if that was to win a game, then that would top, I think, even Malcolm Butler.
I agree.
Other than that, I think it's ridiculous then.
I agree, my friend. And the Immaculate Reception was number one. All right, Steve, let's talk some Eagles. I'm concerned. How concerned should we be as a fan base that they are 1-1 and have only played really two good halves of football?
Well, I think concerned because I don't think Atlanta is very good. I know some people expect them to make noise, but everybody has expected them to make noise since they lost the Super Bowl after being up 28-3, and they haven't made any noise, really. So I thought it was a very disappointing loss. It was an ugly first half. And, you know, it's easy to watch on TV where they have the yellow line at the first down marker, but if it's 4th and 8 with the game on the line, you got to throw it 9.
Yeah.
You can't throw it 7. Or 7.5.
I agree.
And, you know, a sense of where you are, blah, blah, blah. Again, easy to say while you're watching, but if anything, you got to throw a 10. You got to make the first down.
You got to make sure you get that first down, yep.
Right, and that was a tough way to lose to, again, a team, in my opinion, that I think is not nearly as good as the Eagles and not very good on the whole scheme of the National Football League.
What would you do to kind of get this thing right? With the first half woes they have, is it just Carson not warming up to the game, or you think it's, you know, the absence of Frank Reich? You know, they're down 7 points from their average in 2017 for first half points, and they continue to get off to these slow starts.
Well, it was a magical combination, Frank Reich and Carson Wentz. It was an MVP-like, as we'll say, combination, right?
Yeah.
You know, I thought, well, I'll say this, and I think finally, at least the Eagles were blitzing more, and I think they should blitz more earlier. I think that has to be part of their game plan this year. They're not getting a dominant pass rush with four. And if you're getting a really good pass rush with four, imagine what you get bringing five or six. And I think maybe that's changed now because in the second half, you tell me, I thought he blitzed more.
Second half, it looked like, yeah.
The blitz. And I think that has to be part of their plan. Offensively, I'll say it again. We talked about it a lot before the season. Carson Wentz is under a lot of pressure. You know, does he not have the clutch gene because he can't complete that final pass? I don't know, but he didn't complete that final pass far enough for the first down that at least would have given them a shot to win. So these are very early things too, Joe. I mean, we've talked about, you know, playoff games and and on the road against the Rams like Nick Foles.
Yeah.
You know, these are big hills to climb, and that to me was not a big hill to climb, and at least in week two. And it's only week two, and don't forget, he never took a snap in the preseason. I thought that was a mistake. But, yeah, they have to get off to quicker starts. And, you know, DeSean Jackson was, for now anyway, a one-week wonder, but you really need him to stretch the field, and that'll make everything else underneath easier for Carson Wentz.
Do you consider this? I came out and said, I know it's not an elimination game by any stretch, but to me it's a virtual must win because you lose this game, you have a quick turnaround, you're going to Green Bay, a team that has vastly improved their defense this offseason, you're banged up, you're 1-2, and you're heading into hostile territory. I mean, how close to a must win game is this for the Eagles?
Well, I think it's close. I agree. Week three is early, but week four is going to be very tough on the road at Green Bay. You're right. I was shocked at how good Green Bay's defense played against the Bears. Not that the Bears are a great offensive team because of their quarterback, Trubisky.
Right, sure.
But they look much better. I thought the Bears would win that game. And Aaron Rodgers, you know, looks like Aaron Rodgers again. Don't forget how bad he was at the beginning of that game. You know, all
terrible.
The guys, we talked about this, the guys who didn't play in the preseason, Carson Wentz, Jared Goff, Trubisky played three snaps. Aaron Rodgers, they had minus 17 yards the first quarter. So that should be over now, though, with two games. That might be an excuse in the first half of the first game, which it was, I thought, for Carson Wentz, who came on stronger. But I'll say it again. I know Nick Foles is gone, but there's a lot of pressure looming. And you're right. I think they have to win this game because it's going to be very hard to win in Green Bay. And, you know, Dallas is good. Whatever I think of Dallas, and you know what I think of Prescott, but he's a much better, different quarterback with Elliott just in the backfield. He doesn't have to run for 120 yards.
Right.
The first game he rushed for 53. Dak Prescott looked like a first-round draft pick who's going to make $30 million a year.
Mm-hmm.
And last week he was great as well. So I understand the first week was the Giants, and we know how bad they are. But again, Dallas looks very good. You don't want to go 1-3 and then have them being, you know, maybe 4-0. Who knows?
Yeah.
That's a big hill to climb.
Big
and then
hill.
You're looking at the wild card. You know, the way to win the Super Bowl, I know it's been done by wild cards, but the way to win the Super Bowl is obviously get home advantage and a bye. And that's what you're looking for. And if you don't have that and you still make the playoffs, that's good. But then you have gigantic hills to climb, and I just don't know if he can climb those hills.
Yeah.
We're going to find out.
We're going to find out. Steve, we got about 45 seconds left. You're on fire again. You're 4-2 so far, and I want you to, I want the audience to get an opportunity to play your picks because you've been hot. They can win some money. What are your picks this week?
Well, my picks this week, I like at Seattle 4.5 over New Orleans. I like Teddy Bridgewater as a quarterback, but Seattle is tough. Russell Wilson's a magician, as you saw last week and the week before and the years before. So I like them -4.5. I like the Rams -3 at Cleveland. I thought Cleveland would be better. They beat the Jets 23-3. That's no big deal. And they got whomped by, the Titans in week one. And I think the Rams look kind of like the Rams. You know, Cooper Kupp is back, and that was a big deal last year when he was hurt, including in the Super Bowl. And I also, you know, I'm going to lay the 22 with New England, as my son told me last week. You know, I don't think Miami's going to score, and don't you think the Patriots will score 21? And, of course, it was 43-0. This week he said, well, I don't think the Jets are going to score, and don't you think New England's going to score 24? So it's a similar analysis, except they're down, like, three offensive linemen now, and that's a problem for New England. But, you know, until they lose, I think we're going to run the table with them, Joe, and see what happens.
Yeah, they're averaging giving up a point and a half per game so far, the New England Patriots.
And again, as you know, and as my son told us both, their defense is much better.
Much better
than the last 3 years, and their defense looked pretty good in the Super Bowl last year.
Yeah, it certainly did. Oh, you're totally right, brother. Hey, great stuff. He's a sports editor at WestchesterCountyPost.com. He does a great job. He's also my podcast partner, Callous Remarks. You can check that out on my Facebook page every week. Good job, Steven. Great stuff. We'll be texting during the game, so enjoy it and have a good night. We'll talk to you, bud.
Always great to be with you, Joe.
You too, Steve. Steve Callous on the Comcast Business Hotline. Got to take one more break. Oh, I can't believe I got to say goodnight soon. I'm having so much fun, but I am Joe Stazak. I'm here till 10 o'clock tonight, and we're coming right back.
Let that be a lesson to you, boys and girls. Don't ever argue with the big dog. Big dog is always right.
97.5. Fanatic.
The most wonderful time of the year is happening right now. Baseball's winding down, football's kicking into high gear, hockey and basketball are right around the corner. Does it get any better? It sure can with DraftKings Sportsbook. Get in on the action with DraftKings Sportsbook, America's top-rated sportsbook app. This week only, DraftKings is running a special NFL insurance promo. Bet on a team to win, and if they score at least 24 points, your bet is safe. DraftKings will credit back your wager if your team goes on to lose. Head to DraftKings.com/Fanatic. For a limited time, all new and existing users can get a deposit bonus up to $500. Plus, new users who sign up at DraftKings.com/Fanatic will get a risk-free bet up to $200. Don't forget, that's DraftKings.com/Fanatic to claim your special offer. Only at DraftKings Sportsbook. Make it rain. Must be 21 or older. New Jersey only. Deposit bonus up to $50 instantly. Remainder requires a 25 times playthrough. Restrictions apply. See site for details. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Philadelphia, welcome to Save Yourself with Geico.
You say goodbye to somebody.
Okay, bye.
But then, unfortunately, you both walk in the same direction.
Uh-oh.
You couldn't save yourself from the thick stew of awkward this situation delivers. But you could save yourself hundreds by switching your car insurance to Geico.
Yes.
You could save on motorcycle, boat, and RV insurance, too.
Nice.
Plus, the Geico Insurance Agency could help you save on homeowners and renters insurance.
Oh.
While your choice of walking direction has become your biggest problem, you should know Geico is the second largest auto insurer in the country.
Okay.
Geico even offers 24/7 access to licensed agents and emergency roadside service.
So, weather.
Ah, and now you're resorting to local weather talk. Speaking of, your local Geico agent could help you save even more.
Ooh.
Like with federal and military discounts.
You couldn't save yourself from a goodbye, oh, hello situation, but you could save yourself hundreds with Geico online, over the phone, or at your local office.
Discount travel sites say they have the best prices, but Hilton.com has the price match guarantee. Look me in the eye. If you find a better rate, they match it and take 25% off. Well, this is radio, so just stare at the radio. Hilton.com has the best prices. Pinky swear. Or, you know, radio swear. Plus, you can choose your exact room and get free Wi-Fi. Cross my heart, stick a needle in my radio. Expect better. Expect Hilton.
Must be a Hilton Honors member. Applicable terms and conditions at Hilton.com. Pinky swear.
I'm sure you know this, but Peruzzi Toyota in Hatfield is people's favorite Toyota dealership. With a huge selection, low prices, and massive everyday discounts, what's not to like? No matter what you're looking for, Camry, RAV4, Highlander, Tacoma, Peruzzi Toyota has them all. And who doesn't like paying less? Not to mention, you'll also find some of the nicest, most helpful people possible in the entire world. So check it all out at PeruzziToyota.com. And come see why, since 1978, our business is you.
At Aaron's, we believe good people are all around us. In fact, you hear it on the news all the time.
Window washers dressed as superheroes spread joy at a children's hospital.
That's why Aaron's approves good people other stores won't. Your credit isn't the best? That's fine. Need more time to pay? Let's work it out. Want hundreds of options from top brands? Just lease with Aaron's. We even deliver it to you for free. Because good people always deserve better. Aaron's. Easy, beautiful, affordable.
Are you ready for this weekend's college and pro football action with your beverage needs? With large selections of domestic, imported, and craft beer at the lowest prices around, you will score a touchdown every time. Visit the following locations in Northeast Philly. Cotman Beverage on Frankfurt Avenue. Beer Guys in the heart of Havertown Beverage in the Manoa Shopping Center. On the main line, Bottle and Can on Morris Road in Wayne. And Rosemont Beverage Center on Conestoga Road in Bryn Mawr.
Before I moved my savings to Marcus by Goldman Sachs, my account just sat there doing nothing because I was too attached. Now my money's growing like my hair used to in the past. It's like I have a new hairdo that cannot be surpassed.
You can money with a Marcus by Goldman Sachs online savings account. Earn four times the national average at Marcus.com.
National average data provided by Informa and accuracy cannot be guaranteed. Goldman Sachs Bank USA, member FDIC.
Guys, you're not alone. Half of all men have ED. Get your sex life back with Gainswave at Philadelphia Urology Associates. Gainswave is a safe 20-minute medical treatment that breaks up blockages and repairs blood vessels. There are no shots or pills ever with Gainswave, and it's available at Philadelphia Urology Associates. For more info and to save $150 on your Gainswave treatment, text the word CURE, C-U-R-E, to 797979. That's CURE to 797979.
Live from the Xfinity Studios, only from Comcast, you're listening to the sports voice of the new Philadelphia. 97.5, The Fanatic. The Fanatic.
WPEN, Burlington, Philadelphia, a Beasley Media Group station.
Welcome to the Fanatic family.
All right, welcome back to the show. A little dry reentry there, but we're all good. Dylan McKinnon behind the glass. Taking your call still, 610-632-0975. I want to finish up with the 10 greatest plays in history, although number two, in my opinion, and number one should not be two and one, and to me it destroys any credibility this list had. And it was voted on by members of an NFL committee of some sort, and it's just of writers or morons, because this was number two. This was San Francisco and Dallas in 1982.
Possibly. Montana. With 51 seconds left.
Really? The catch? First of all, why is it the catch? He made a nice catch. It was fine. I see 10 better catches than that every week in the NFL in terms of an individual effort and actual catch. Dwight Clark goes up, brings it down with his fingertips. Nice job. Montana calls a sprint right option. All right, he's sprinting to the right, and he's backing up a little bit. He pumps because he's getting pressure, and he's still backing up. Throws a nice ball. Nice catch by Dwight Clark. Puts San Fran in the Super Bowl. Number two? Are you kidding me? Ridiculous. Just that's awful to be number two. I wouldn't have even had it in my top ten, to be honest with you. And this was number one. This was a ridiculous play. Probably should not have been allowed, but this was December 23rd, 1972 in a divisional round game. This was the Steelers and Raiders. Raiders led by like four or five with like almost no time left. And here's what happened.
Last chance for the Steelers. Bradshaw trying to get away. And his pass is broken up by Tatum. Tipped off. Rachel Harris has it.
Yeah, it was cool. It was, first of all, it shouldn't have been allowed because back then you couldn't catch a ball from another receiver, like on a deflection, if the ball was deflected by one of your receivers first. And, you know, that would have been fine if Jack Tatum hit that clean. I think the ball hit the receiver's hands and Jack Tatum timed the hit, perfect hit. Ball comes back, and Franco Harris, off his shoelaces, picks it up, runs down the sideline. It was a great play. It was great, and it should be, you know, it should go down in NFL lore as one of the great plays of all time. The catch was ridiculous, and I agree with Steve Callis. Malcolm Butler's play, it either wins the Super Bowl or loses the Super Bowl, basically. Because Seattle's getting in on third or fourth down by running the ball. But basically, a Super Bowl came down to that play. It's a ridiculous interception on a ridiculous play call, but it turned turned the Super Bowl around completely and added to Brady and Belichick's legacy, and certainly took something away from the Seattle Seahawks. They could have gone down in history as one of the few teams to repeat, but did not because of it. Did not because of it, unfortunately. So there you have it. The Philly Special's number 10, in case you missed it. I'm cool with that. I'm cool with that. I also thought Stephon Diggs, I thought the Minneapolis Miracle was too low. Number 9, that was ridiculous. I know I've said ridiculous a lot of times tonight, but that was a play. No chance they had to win that game in that spot. And for that to happen was, for lack of a better word, ridiculous. I thought that should have been higher. But anyway, my picks, in case you're wondering, I'm 4-2 on the year so far. I'm taking the Patriots over the Jets only because I would never normally lay 22 points. But I said before the season started, I take the Patriots every week. They're not going to cover every week. There's going to be games where you wish you would not bet them, or you shouldn't bet them, and you know you shouldn't bet them. But you don't handicap the handicapper. By the end of the season, you'll probably be 11-5. And I'm also picking one team, which I do every year, to bet against every week. Again, they're going to cover some games. They'll probably cover tomorrow. I'm taking the Cowboys over the Dolphins, laying 22. Dolphins probably cover that game tomorrow. But again, you know, I'm 2-0 betting against the Dolphins already. And at the end of the year, I'm probably going to be like 10-6, 11-5. So don't worry about it. Take the Cowboys, take the Patriots. I'm taking the Eagles as well. I think, first of all, I think the line's a little high. It tells me something. Of course, they did that a lot last year. They kept giving the birds a lot of love and with the point spreads, because I think everyone was waiting for them to wake up. I think they do wake up tomorrow. I think they win the game 31-20. I also like the Rams over the Browns. Browns have been a huge disappointment so far. Baker Mayfield too worried about his brand. I think in the offseason, 13 commercials and 5 like magazine layouts. Yeah, his brand is exploding, but play football first. Be something first. He's nothing right now. He's less than nothing. Play football first, then go worry about your brand. And I love the fact that they got smacked around in the first week. All right, they played the lowly Jets with a third-string quarterback the other night. They didn't look all that impressive the other night either. So until they play ball like some people think they can play ball, I'm betting against them. So I'm taking the Rams. I like what the Rams did. They have no sign of a Super Bowl hangover. Oftentimes the loser of the Super Bowl really goes, you know, downhill and backwards, and that could last a couple years. I think the Rams are going to be fine. Whether they win or not over the Browns, I think that's a team that may be destined to go back to the Super Bowl. I appreciate everyone who listened tonight, who tweeted the show. Once again, you can tweet me at JoeStasak975. You can continue to do so even when we're off the air. I'll be back tomorrow with Rob Motti, 7 o'clock to 11, breaking down Eagles and Lions. Enjoy the game, everybody. Thank you to Dylan McKinnon for producing tonight, and we'll catch you tomorrow. Enjoy your night, and let's go Birds. I'm out. Late.